The guy's name is.
Cosmic really helped out with adding that little bit to the intro. I love that little tune.
I like it too.
This dude is run being Asian for dynasty. Think about Star Trek. It's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real host.
What the fuck are you doing?
I wonder if front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45-degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show.
We really need to make a new intro.
Yeah.
He's a radishy cougar.
It was literally all from a 2 week period.
Well, you know what?
From before we brought the show back.
Because we are real news. We kill the buddy Jay. We are real human beings. And nobody disrespects me.
Thanks, you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. You're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth.
You want Kenny to come on a little early?
Yeah, why not, man?
You have a statement that is broken down.
What is happening with Ross?
Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking face. I'm better than you, 150.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch ass hipster? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stern?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yeah, working really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15
and he did.
Shows. Yep. Yes.
We got like guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal.
I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
no,
I
feel bad.
Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you're horrible. You were horrible and you humiliated me in front of really people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even.
I want to interview this girl.
Away.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no,
I know, right?
Fuck yourself.
So this little fag, he fucking, he goes, I don't know how radio works. Who fucking does this shit?
Hello, everyone.
Shalom.
I was trying to make sure I had the video paused. Still, I don't think I do, actually. Oh wait, no, I'm just sharing it still. There we go. We're
going
to produce, guys.
Out there, everybody.
You guys feel that? You feel that in the air? That's the sound of Kenny TV trying to get onto the streamers.
Oh, my God.
Ian Ellis will be 10 minutes late today.
Of course he'll be late to the thing that's all about him.
To the thing that started an hour late for him? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, of course.
I would like Rex to come on because according to Ian Ellis, he cleared with Rex. Last time he spoke to Rex, it was agreed that he was doing the show. I spoke to Rex earlier today before I got this laptop, and Rex told me that he was under the impression Cosmic was doing it. So thank goodness I was able to magically procure a fucking $800 laptop within 4 hours so we don't have to force one of those guys to produce our show for us again. As thankful as we are that they did it.
Yeah, we are thankful, but
Kenny TV, oh wait, no, I didn't send you the link. That's right. I pulled up to send you a link. You know what's weird, Kenny, is I'm having trouble figuring out how to DM you from my computer. There we go. The three dots. All right, Kenny, go ahead and check your DMs. Coochie Laptop has a surprise for you.
That's Lane's laptop, for those who don't know.
Well, I mean, it could have been a surprise, but, you know, I guess.
Well, you kind of said.
I know.
Yeah, you fucked it up, not me.
And who is Ian Ellis? That, well, if he doesn't come now, Chloe, we're never going to find out.
Oh, God.
We have a grab bag that we didn't watch last week. I think it's the grab bag from last week, edited to not have the Dave Chappelle stuff in it. Hopefully.
God, Ian's trying to get me to like comedy or something. I can feel it in the air.
He's trying to get you to fall back in love with it.
It's never going to happen.
Were you ever in love with comedy?
I think I was disillusioned by it.
When about? Because
I don't know. Like, I think when I first discovered comedy, it's really weird. I think when I first discovered that comedy was like a thing, I liked it. But slowly but surely, as I met comedians, I started to hate it.
When I met you, you were just about to go to the Bill Cosby live show
right before you went to the Bill Cosby show
right when they announced that he might be a rapist, but before
after that.
Anyone was really buying it.
Yeah, and that was back when no one believed it.
What did you do that because you were into comedy, or did you do that because it was Bill Cosby?
I think it was both. I wanted to see if it was really what it was. It was pretty good, the show, but I don't know. I think
it was a nice. Would you say it was a fitting last hurrah for a guy that's going to spend the rest of his life in
prison? Oh yeah, absolutely.
He'll always look back on that show and think, well, at least in Toronto, I killed.
Man, I think I'll tell you what happened though. I think it was Dante, man.
Dante killed comedy for you.
Yeah, because he's not a funny guy, but yeah, I'm a comedian. Yeah.
I'm sure you guys do a haircut. Yeah.
Oh yeah, looking sharp, Kenny TV. What audience called it before? You had like a stoner punk rock haircut before. Now you're like clean cut business, Kenny. Well, this is the look you should have on the business cards.
All right. Well, all right.
Thanks for taking my advice, Kenny. That was easy. Do you like comedy, Ken TV?
Yes.
Of course.
Besides Ian Ellis?
Yes. I like many comics like Louis C.K. and the guy that you said sold out, Bill Burr. I'm saying, like, what if Ian became big time comic and Disney said, we're going to give you all this fucking money for you to sit there and go, bullshit? You think Ian would grab that money and go? You know he would.
I hope he would, Kenny, because I need to cut it up. Yeah.
Right. You know, you'd be a good Ian sellout, man. Take all the money they want to give you. So Bill Burr didn't really sell out. He just took money people were giving him.
But do you think Bill Burr is as funny now as he used to be? Or do you think he's funnier?
I think he's – I don't know about that, but I still think he's funny. He's in that Pete Davidson movie, and he hosted Saturday Night Live. His monologue was pretty good.
So that makes him funny because he hosted Saturday Night Live.
No, I'm saying that like
– No, guys, you stand your ground, Kenny.
Okay, nothing is going to be as good as it used to be. No.
That's my point. Comedy, there's nobody in comedy who I don't know, man. I don't know anymore.
There's not, like, one comedian who kind of stands out to you?
Not a single one.
And can he answer that phone?
I gotta go turn off that phone. I'll be back in a second.
Fair enough. Let's see. Trying to figure out how to add mods to this. We need a few for sure.
Oh, Lemonade's in the chat.
Moo. I don't have a soundboard yet, so that's gonna have to do for now.
Yeah, why are you threatening catch and feels, Lemonade, or whatever?
Okay, I unplugged.
No comment.
I unplugged my regular phone, and my cell phone is on vibrate, so they won't be bothered.
Way to keep up, Kenny.
What?
Exactly. No, that was perfect. That was a perfect segue out of that, Kenny. Kenny, you were telling us about your favorite comedians. How do you feel about Mark Normand? Because a lot of people in the chat are going to hate me for saying I kind of like Mark Normand, but I kind of like Mark Normand, and it's because he's not trying to be deep.
I feel the same. The
dumb jokes.
I like him too. I'm a big fan of Norm Macdonald. You guys like Norm?
I think everyone likes Norm Macdonald. What about you, CEO?
Not really.
Not really. Does he just strike you the wrong way, or
it's just? I'll tell you. Too many unfunny white guys like him.
I can see that. I can see exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I understand why he's funny to people. That's the thing. It's not like I don't understand it. Like with Dante, I don't understand how. I think I'll tell you the thing about Dante is I was just so amazed that someone knew Patrice O'Neal that I fell for it. And then like Ian fell for the actual.
Yeah. Why are you hating on me, dog? Yeah.
Your impression's getting pretty good, Ken.
I don't know, man. Dante just Ian's backstage, apparently.
What's up, Ian?
The actual guy that hosts the show is here, everybody.
Who do who?
Ian, we're talking about comedy and about how Dante Nero ruined comedy for us, mainly CEO. Yeah. Kenny still likes comedy.
No, I think I was like a hair off from where CEO was at, where I was like, you're the Patrice guy.
Exactly. And then you find out that the whole thing wasn't even true.
Ian, did you see my new cut?
Is it on your wrist?
No. Haircut. I have long hair before. Did I cut it?
Have you considered cutting your wrist?
No. Have you?
Once or twice. It's come up.
Okay. Yeah, once or twice today.
Basically.
I've maybe once or twice in the past, but not wait.
Kenny, you are obnoxiously loud. Is there any way you could turn yourself off?
turn back up a little bit from your mic, maybe, Kenny, or turn down a little bit. I don't know if you got a knob on there.
This is the most crystal clear I've ever heard the young master bellend. Are we streaming on the new laptop?
We are on a 2014 MacBook, Ian Ellis. We have really upgraded things around the
office. Whoa. Okay, Ian, this is a little better for you, a little quieter.
A little bit.
Kenny, I would just say you're naturally overpowering, but it's not your fault.
All right, I turned the volume down a little bit in my headset.
Kenny, you're born that way. It's okay.
You know, I have a friend who's just loud. Like his regular speaking voice is my shouting voice.
His name's Kenny?
His name's Jason. And I've told him, like, you're not allowed to come over to my house after 7 p.m. because you will disturb the community.
See, am I taking a piss right now?
I'm pouring a drink. I'll mute myself. Okay.
Ian, if I live near you and you said you can't come over after 7, I come over and I be really quiet. I would get stoned beforehand. Come over, be quiet.
Do you get stoned now?
Not really. I don't have much access to it.
How do you not have access to don't you have like medical marijuana?
No, and for me to go get, I'd have to buy a whole ounce or a half, and I don't want to buy that much weed.
Why not?
I just like to buy 2 joints or something.
Oh my God, Kenny. How long does that last you?
I'm saying that would be one evening and then another.
This really makes it last. How much is a joint? How much does 2 joints cost you?
I don't know. You can't really buy it that way in New York yet.
Okay, so then how do you get them?
I chose not to put in for half an ounce with a friend of mine, so he said I'm not going to do either.
Jesus, you can't afford an ounce?
But when you do get your joints, Kenny, how do you get them? Do you go in on an ounce and then you just take like 2 joints out?
Nope, I'd have to take a whole half an ounce. I decided not to do that at this venture.
Okay. I would love it if Kenny was just the shrewdest drug dealer. But the one place where his autism kicks in. No, Nick.
Like a good friend of mine moved in with his dealer. I guess they're friends, so I might visit them and then be like, "You got like a choice worth?" That's a question, Ned.
If someone has any amount of weed, Kenny, it's safe to say they have a joint's worth.
Okay, I'm just
saying. It doesn't really come in smaller increments than that. I'm just saying.
I guess a guy or...
Hey, can you buy a one-hitter? Can I get a nickel's worth of weed?
How many hits can I get with this dollar?
I give you a penny for some resin.
Kenny's got joints on layaway and shit. So, Ian Ellis, what's in our grab bag today? I know we didn't cover it last week. Is this last week's grab bag?
Well, I edited out the stuff that I couldn't show you, and I added in some new stuff.
What couldn't you show us?
If you'll recall, Netflix went ham about me showing a Dave Chappelle clip.
Yeah, but now you asked me to watch a Dave Chappelle clip beforehand.
So that we could talk about it.
So you want to watch, you want to talk about a Dave Chappelle clip and then not show it?
I sent Belen a link. There are people on YouTube that were okay to have this clip. Apparently, I just wasn't one of them.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
So if you want to open it, it's the open I designed for last week, and then we go into Arana Nation for a brief update.
I want to know about that, since we are the Arana Nation now.
All right. I got this. I know how to do this. Oh, I don't know how to do this.
Look at you contributing to the show.
One is going to be a 5-second delay now.
So did Rex totally bail? Where you at, Rex?
Listen. I talked to Rex. According to Rex, he was under the impression that Cosmic was doing the show. Ian Ellis, uh-huh. I'm just glad I'm producing the thing now, so you can just tell me everything. Because Ian always has all these plates spinning, and then he doesn't leave anyone to watch him. He just walks away. Belen will clean it all up by Sunday.
That is the job. You're like in BoJack Horseman, where the lady cat has that amazing secretary that kind of can get rid of a dead body, does everything. That's you.
I'll take that as a compliment, despite the fact that I don't want to be a lady cat.
No, you're the lady cat secretary. Watch BoJack.
Wait, what is she, like a lady horse or something?
Just a dude. Just a dude. I spoke to Rex earlier in the week, and he's like, "Yeah, man, same time. Glad you sent me the grab bag. Now I got time to look at it." And we were like making plans back and forth for what the show's going to be. So,
I don't want to put words in his mouth. Maybe I jumped the gun and misread things, but it seemed like if I didn't buy a MacBook today, I don't think there would have been a show. But I was intending to get one anyway, so that's not the reason why I bought the MacBook.
God. wants this show to continue.
Okay? That's true. Money fell in my lap, Ian Ellis. This is the perfect amount for a MacBook.
Not a penny more, not a penny less.
All right, so a grab bag of garbage as directed by Kenny TV. That's right. This is the stuff that Kenny picked out for us. Some of it's not. Dave Chappelle's not in here.
I thought we did this last week.
We didn't get the chance to.
We tried. All right, pause right there. Kenny, I like your initial thoughts of Dante or Red Bar, even maybe Howard Stern. But we like to not cover stuff that we like. We cover stuff that we find errors and faults with. Did you want us to just, like, watch SNL in South Park?
Maybe. Maybe you would find faults with either one. You might find, be like, all right, this sketch at the end of the show bombed. It sucked. Maybe you could be, or something like that. Maybe you could say that right. Make an error in there, or take Red Bar apart, make an error in him.
I have two questions. Fill me in. Jim Rinam has returned as Tony Lamont. What's the story there?
Allegedly.
There is this guy named Tony Lamont that went on Sans Entertainment about 2 years ago, Ian Ellis. Uh-huh. And a couple people in chat thought it was Jim Rinam using the voice changer. Well, Kenny's just now investigating this.
Okay, so that was going to go nowhere. Did you watch the Fresh Prince reunion, Kenny?
I did not sign up for HBO Max yet. I'm trying to. Jeez, like, we want you to sign up, pay all this money, or free trial, and then I'm like, it's a whole thing.
Well, Kenny,
I'll do the free trial then.
Yeah, it's free.
Okay, I'll do the free trial.
I don't believe the Fresh Prince is on HBO. I think it's on like Stars or Showtime or one of
those. It's HBO Max. It's a whole different HBO.
Jesus, Kenny.
Well, I've been watching The Righteous Gemstones on HBO, so that's my recommendation.
Kenny's not in a fucking around mood today.
There's no dilly-dally in him.
He told you it's on HBO Max, and you better fucking recognize.
Put some respect on his name, Ian Ellis.
Maxi Pad, yeah, that's right.
Hey guys, I just want you guys to know I'm okay.
I can't hear it.
Around. And again, I want to thank everybody for their good wishes.
You can't hear it at all?
I can barely hear it.
Okay, so
I
can hear it.
Maybe turn it up.
I'll try, but it's pretty high on my end.
All right, we'll guys. Just
play. I really appreciate it. I really, really do. I have put out a statement which says that while I won't be making any videos on YouTube and BitChute for right now until this whole thing settles.
This is not the Arana I fell in love with. I am not like this. This is making me feel very uncomfortable and sad.
I hate to tell you this, but Arana is what you would call a broken and defeated man. And he's scared to death. All that tough talk about Doug Ford come from me, or Betty Ford, whoever the other Ford is. He's
a little bit
of
bluster.
He's written me about a dozen messages saying, can you please take down all the videos of me? Please, I'm scared for my family's life.
And we did, by the way.
I want to say hello, Wendy, to Wendy in the audience.
I told Arana we're supporting him. We're building something for him. I'm not going to tell him what it is. And I told him, contact me when your legal troubles are over, and then we'll see if we can build him back up.
All right. So, Arana, pray for Arana Nation. For now, he's going to have to be a little incognito, but he is trying to keep his fans posted.
Just so I can protect my family and everybody. Like,
what's that, Ian?
I was going to say, this was breaking news to me today. CEO, did you hear that Jake Paul has a new fight lined up?
Yeah, I heard.
Floyd Mayweather, will he lose? He has an undefeated boxing record. Will he lose?
Yeah, he's going to lose to Jake Paul. That's the guy he's going to lose to.
This might be the first time because Floyd Mayweather, from what I understand, plays very defensively, offensively. This may be the first time when he just Tysons a bitch.
Well, me and Dante Nero actually had a disagreement about that one time, Ian. That's probably when I started hating Dante, is when he wouldn't say Floyd Mayweather's a boring fighter.
Oh, my hell is saying that this is a fake Arana. This is an imposter.
Way to keep that, up that, with what?
The real Michael Arana is somewhere else. This is not the real one.
You're only a minute behind. It's okay.
Well, I think you're actually like 3 weeks behind. He's back from vacation. He's not in Cuba anymore. This is him. Shit is real. He put that Caribbean spice on a cop's face.
All right, Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny.
So I can protect my family and everybody like that.
Hold on, Rev. That shows how little attention you pay.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you.
That's the leader of the Arana Nation. You're going to show up to this show and mock us.
I like what he's saying right now.
Rev, if you're going to mock us and say that this show sucks and you don't like us, then pay attention. That's the leader of Arana Nation.
Rev, get up here.
Oh, yeah, Kenny TV. You tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's apparently broadcasting from like a popcorn factory. Kenny, is there any way you could possibly smoke some marijuana?
No, I don't have it.
Is there any lorazepam around? NyQuil? Cussing?
No.
Take some. Can you give a shot of NyQuil for me?
Listen, Kenny has all the energy that we wish Arana had. All right, let's just see how this plays out.
That's big facts.
Yes, I really am. And don't forget that. And don't think for a second that I'm giving up or anything like that.
Because I'm not.
Behind the scenes, things are still going. Don't forget about me. Subscribers, stay with me. And in regards to my Arana Nation channels, it's bigger than me. I'm not the only one involved. Other people are operating the channels and everything.
That's the problem. Facts. Everyone who's not Arana fucking sucks.
I saw in the chat, Rex is here. Get on up here, dude.
Kenny, you are rambunctious today.
It's like having a fucking golden retriever in the studio.
Yeah, it's like... It's...
What? You know, Nick Guay hates you, Kenny. Did you know that?
Why?
He said you lower the quality of the show and that we are more foolish. We're already fools for doing the show, but we're more foolish for spending time... What the fuck are you doing with a bottle? Are you throwing rings at a fucking bottle, Kenny?
No, it's just I have a paper clip that I twirl around, and sometimes I hit the desk.
You just have that's your thing? You just throw your paper clip around? Is that like your stress ball?
I guess so.
You're just constantly throwing a paper clip like at your desk?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Kenny DMs me on a variety of social media, Instagram, Facebook when I had it, and now Twitter. And he desperately wants to know, when am I coming to New York next? Because he's getting ready to leave New York. He's fleeing for a cabin.
He really wants to hang out with me. I'm not leaving New York. I'm just leaving the part of New York I'm in to another part of New York. I will not be leaving New York.
Yeah, but Kenny, it would still be new to Ian, so what does it matter?
Kenny, can you please set down the bottle cap or whatever the fuck it is you're fidgeting with?
No, okay. I like it.
This is how we get rid of the autistic listeners. We just drive them insane. It's an ASMR antidote. If you'd like to purge your show of Spurgs, we can rent Kenny to you. It's like an exorcism.
Spurg burglars?
All right, guys, this is a new clip right here. And, Kenny, you're going to learn something. Yeah, I want to teach you about body language. Yeah, because, you know, if a girl faces you with her legs, that means she wants to open those legs for you. Yeah, but if she faces away, you might have to take that brown round. Yeah, take it.
Language.
Sit like that. Or like this.
Who the fuck is this? Is that you, Kenny?
That's got to be mixed up with this.
I like how Ian just jumped right into this clip.
Now this is...
Like this or this? What is he trying to show you?
This is a lead into a Lupe and Royce clip. Just an interesting... Not particularly deep, but I just want you to understand body language. What does it mean when somebody's always holding and touching their chin? Before we get into this clip,
it means they're a pretentious asshole who's trying to seem like they're thinking a lot.
Ooh. You hear that, Royce?
Yes.
Huh? Slaughterhouse!
I'm thinking about what you're saying.
I guarantee you it's not even Royce. He's probably talking about Mersh, and Ian got him confused again.
This guy looks like my twin brother. I've got hats like that. I've got beard kind of going. I've got short hair.
He's got a creepy doll in the background.
What's up with Kenny?
I don't have any creepy dolls, but I could get one.
Kenny, you have a myriad of sock puppets that you've used to terrorize me with on several occasions.
True.
There are a variety of things you wear on your feet that have threatened to murder me. Are you aware of that?
I don't think they want to murder you. They just think you suck them a fuck up.
Nigga, you about to get diabetes. They're going to call you Sugarfoot because I'm taking it off.
Let's say, I would never, even if you were a puppet, threaten to murder on you. I like you I've never wanted to do that.
Can you imagine I go to visit Kenny and I wake up, I've got one of those dirty socks stuffed in my mouth. I'm tied up to a chair. He's fucking dancing around me.
I think I would never do that. I think you wake up and you'd be like, you lit the joint without me? What is this?
I think the only way Ian visits you is if we force feed you Valium.
Well,
have you ever taken Valium, Kenny?
Yes, definitely.
What did it do?
Glad I asked.
No, it just made me trip really hard.
Valium made you trip. How did Valium make you trip hard? What else did you take?
Is it Valium on its own? It's kind of trippy.
Okay, I've never done anything that hard. Well, maybe I...
Looking at the screen, it really does feel like a sophisticated Kenny's talking to me right now.
Yeah, it's just like Kenny if Kenny didn't have autism.
You know, we have the power to peer into other dimensions, and this is just an alternate reality, Kenny, on the Ultra Successful with Apology show, where we're all hipsters.
What you're saying? This means that I probably don't agree with the thing. You, as speaker, should take that chance to be like, okay, so I'm assuming that some of you have some issues with what I'm saying, so let's go ahead and get them addressed now. But mouth touching is another really simplistic sign of deceit.
Then everybody...
Pause.
Ian, I didn't know you went on the show.
You recognize me there, down in the lower thirds?
You in the bottom right. You're defiantly disagreeing with someone.
The top left, dressed like a young Fred Durst, is Tom. And then next to him is Royce2Five9. And then on the bottom is Lupe Fiasco. And I put myself up there just to, like, subtly say to the audience, look at the other people and look what they're doing and look at me. Let's just look at all this. What does it mean when you touch your chin? Does it mean deceit? Does it mean anger and disagreement?
Grammy Awards.
Shout out to the Grammys. I'm available to host. If necessary, so
I see Rex in the audience. Yeah, he's not up here. Mm-hmm.
What else? What else, Tom?
All right, pause.
They're really all touching their chins. No one there is digging what the other person's talking about.
Can we just rewind that for 15 seconds and see? Oh, I want to know what you see here.
What do I see?
Well, I have a theory on what this could be. What is your take on?
Shout out to the Grammys. I'm available to host if necessary. Mm-hmm. So give me a shout.
Mm-hmm. What else? What else, Tom?
Okay, who the fuck is Tom? Is this the golf guy?
Tom is the golf guy, the lawn care expert.
Now, okay, what is happening? Is he making a joke that he wants to host the Grammys?
He's parched. He's quite parched. My theory on this, Royce2Five9, who I've been doing deep dives on, in almost every video, he touches his chin relentlessly. Possibly because he's a lyricist and he thinks about his words a lot. Possibly because he's a very deceitful person who always has to maintain the stack of lies that is his life. I think that Royce is touching his mouth because he always does that. Tom, the beta cuck, is mirroring Royce because he defers to the alpha in the room. And Lupe, who has picked up on this nervous titch, is making fun of both of them very subtly. That's my take on this.
I can't keep up with this much shit.
That's a good take. Yeah, that's right.
Well, the clip's going to go on. Last week I said, you know, Royce has been nominated for a Grammy. I think he is the Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, prom queen and king nominee politically. Let's see what Royce has to say himself about being nominated.
So real quick, what I think is happening here is I think that for whatever reason, Royce and fucking Lupe, whatever his name is, they don't have the ability to do this without Tom. So I feel like they're both kind of stuck. They can't say what they really feel to Tom. And they're just stroking their chins, trying to hide it. based on what that guy with the body language said.
Well, from what I've learned from the show is Lupe has known Tom for like 10 years, and Tom is a documentary dude. He's had an extremely privileged life, and they're part of Say What Media. Tom got that job there, and he got Lupe and Royce into the job. Now, he's very thirsty to – he thinks he's the star of the show. He thinks he's the one reining them in, and it's tough.
I want
to
say that from my perspective, Tom, the golf guy, is the star of the show, but that's just the way that I watch
it. He's the funniest person. He makes the most errors and mistakes.
They're not good.
They've gotten a lot better. They're starting to loosen up and tease each other. The first eight episodes were rough. But let's hear a little more.
Ian is all in on this Lupe podcast.
I swear to God, they listen, and you'll find that out later tonight. I think Comptown listens too. Stop has been yelling like me.
Emo and Kansas City Smoke. Alfredo, me. Oh, Jay Electronica.
Yeah, Jay Electronica.
All right, pause. So these are the nominees for the best rap album. Nas did one of those artsy-ass Nas albums.
Okay.
he's been nominated 15 times, and he hasn't won a goddamn time. What, CEO, how do you feel about Nas?
He's okay.
My reception is Bergen.
I really like that fucking song he did with MC Search. I thought MC Search is like the Ian Ellis of the rap game.
I gotta leave and come back.
All right. I'm not gonna support it. I get Rev. You're tired of losing. That's why you're gonna stay neutral.
There's this whole thing going on with Kenny in the chat that I'm not all really
right. Let's get into that because I don't give a fuck about this Royce shit.
Kenny, what's going on, bud? You're arguing with Rev?
No. He's saying that he's what's wrong with staying neutral? Why not stay neutral? That there's no benefit in arguing with you guys anymore. That's right. He gets tired of losing. That's right.
Yeah, but Rev always thinks he's arguing with someone, but I think Rev gets a little drunk.
It's sure a one-way argument.
I'm just saying, like, when you just keep on getting beat over and over and over again, you might as well say, you know what? I'm cool. I lost battle after battle after battle. I'm good over here. I'm just going to have another drink. Stay drunk and stay cool and be chilling.
Yeah, that's right.
Ian Ellis back in the house.
Yeah, that's right. Rev, get up here. Another nominee is D Smoke. Belen, you're the youth blood culture of our show. Tell me about D Smoke because I never heard of this.
D Smoke? I wish you'd have told me an hour earlier, Ian Ellis, because I've never heard of
Boomer.
D Smoke.
I've never heard of it either.
Some East Coast stuff that probably Royce the 5'9 would care about, but I probably
wouldn't
be too crazy.
I'm on the East Coast. I've never heard of it either. I guess I'm also a boomer.
You are. Like, you actually are.
We're all boomers.
Kenny, you really need weed.
That's true.
I'm told that D Smoke is having unprecedented success, and CO was.
CO, I also made a decision.
Oh my God.
I like myself more like this.
Kenny,
I'm sorry.
Kenny.
I like it more like this too.
Kenny, there has to be something. Can you jack off?
I'm not Helen. I'm not going to jack off to you.
No, you don't have to do it on camera.
Not to Ian.
Yeah, not to me. Ian. Just can you go in the other room and rub one off for me?
No, I don't want to.
Get some of that energy out.
Kenny, you're coming in too hot today. Like, you're overshooting the landing strip by, like, a mile.
What would it take to get you turned up? Like,
I think he knows what that phrase, turn of phrase, means, Ian.
You like talking about titties?
I mean, to be lesser, Does it have less energy? I don't know.
Kenny, describe the best pair of titties you ever didn't see. Close your eyes and picture them.
Where were you, Kenny, when you saw the best titties you ever saw?
Picture the best titties you've ever seen. Close your eyes. Really see them in your mind's eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do they look like?
They're nice and round.
Mmm, delicious. Do they have nipples on them?
Yes, of course.
Are they pink or are they purple?
I don't know.
Do they have a vein running through them?
Got some big hair.
They're robot, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She got. Did the best pair of titties have the best pair of pussy on it?
I don't think I saw that.
I want you to picture it in your mind. I want you to picture it getting ooey gooey. Just slime trails for Kenny. Like, imagine the best pair of titties in the world looking at you and getting wet. Does that feel good, Kenny?
Yes.
Can you imagine if she rubbed your shoulders and started kissing you gentle?
But you see, you are describing this. That's what keeps me from not getting aroused. You're.
I thought you were bi, Kenny.
Yeah, but
like, imagine the best pair of titties.
Okay, I say I know you too well that you're wrecking it.
Imagine the best pair of the titties in the world, and Ian Ellis is there, and she's rubbing your shoulders, and I'm unbuckling your belt buckle, pulling down your pants. Are you getting nice and hard for me, Kenny?
Why do you have to be there?
Because it's just your fantasy.
Yeah, it's your fantasy.
You are not involved in my fantasy. Nope.
No, well, this one he is.
Kenny, you don't think I could make you bust?
Nope.
You think if I was there sucking your cock, you could hold some comeback? You have any idea how good I suck dick, Kenny? Kenny, you know your little pee hole? You ever had someone rub their tongue back and forth on it? You ever felt how good that feels? You're Jewish, right? So you're not circumcised. You don't have no mushroom. I can run my tongue around the back of it.
I'm not Jewish. I'm Christian.
Well, what is your penis? Is your penis Christian?
Yeah, I think a lot of Christians also got circumcised.
You got a nice big mushroom cap on that long dong?
Yeah.
Kenny, what's it going to take for me to make you come? You need me to play around the back end? You need me to put a little finger in it?
Why do we have to go there?
Because, Kenny, you're out of control today.
And you need to bust. You must bust.
I'm saying, like, I'm not in the mood for this.
What are you in the mood for?
Why can't we just focus on comedy and doing the show?
I would love to know why. You keep interrupting every time we try to.
Kenny, we're looking at Lupe Fiasco and Royce the 5'9", and Royce is talking about what it's like to be nominated for his first Grammy Award. My God, this is a big accomplishment. Lupe's been nominated 15 times and sat on the board.
Better, I fucking don't get the Royce the 5'9" shit either.
It's a real chin scratcher. Man.
For me,
it's a really good category, man. I don't think
I could give my professional opinion of who's gonna win.
Professional,
but it's all set in the narrative of today. And I remember we talking about this last week.
What the fuck does that even mean?
So like the narrative, the meta narrative.
The narrative of today.
I'm a weirdo, and I totally understood what Lupe just said. I get what he's trying to say, at least.
What's he's trying to say?
He's implying that he has an opinion on who's going to win the Grammys for Best Artist, but that it's going to be his opinion. He's imagining what people would vote for. So he's not really giving his professional opinion. It's not really his professional opinion. It's more like a guess.
But CEO is pointing out that Lupe, he's not being himself. He's spitting a little poetry corner. Yeah, I'm very elusive and aware of things and the dynamics.
Yeah.
They dig some
Ian,
of this.
Ian, I hate
some of they do it people.
You hate what?
Aloof people.
What about purposely aloof people? That's do you hate them more?
I'll
That's
tell
what
you,
he's doing.
Part of what's amazing about this show is like.
Part of what's amazing is that it's based on the narrative of today. Yeah, I'm a Dante Nero imposter. Yeah.
Yeah, I spit big facts. Rappers have always had the luxury of just dropping a body of work, and then they don't really have to do shit. They might pop up for an interview within like the black community or within the hip hop community, but they're allowed to kind of like play these characters. But
yeah,
now
play characters like Donna.
Now Lupe and Royce have to talk to us all the time, and they're kind of struggling with like that line between being themselves and playing the character. I like the way they're squirming back and forth. I can't wait for them to figure it out.
And then who they get to win like later on the narrative. So I think you got a real strong chance in terms of
Pause.
You fit.
Tom just grabbed for his chin. He was like, yeah, the narrative of the narrative. He's like, oh, man, NPR people are not going to understand that. Come on, Lupe. You're being too street. This is too street for the white listeners.
You think that's what Tom the golf guy is thinking?
Tom,
maybe
the
he
lawn
just
care
thinks
expert.
That Lupe has terrible taste in music and he doesn't want to say anything.
Oh shit. Tom is like, if it ain't Blink-182, it ain't shit.
Yeah. Tom's still pulling that like ICP is gonna be a big thing.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you think Tom listens to?
He listens to like house music.
I don't think so. I think he listens to the music that the Proud Boys make. Like if you type
they in, make music.
Oh, they you don't believe? Yeah, man. Go on YouTube. Type in Proud Boy like music, and you'll see they make like ooh.
If you can find that, I'd love to watch that in the middle of this clip.
Fucking find it right now.
I'm not calling bullshit on you. It just sounds amazing.
Hey, Royce, I like a little house music.
Royce has completely disappeared off the screen. It's a big
wait,
ass.
Wait. Which one do you want? What one do you want? Tell me, do you want Proud Boy by Loza Alexander? Do you want the Proud Boy sizzle reel? Do you want Uhuru? Shit. You tell me which one you want.
Let's
you
go
you all... your favorite and send it to the LLC chat.
They're probably all equally horrible. So
no, they're great. They're fucking great.
Okay.
Speaking of great, did you see this week Alex Jones pulling a mask off of the head of Google, a Google CEO?
No, I didn't see it.
There's some Google CEO who looks like he's all of 23, and Alex Jones just accosted him on the street and then started pulling his mask off of him and getting in his face.
Hello, Rex.
That was wonderful. Hey,
guys.
Alex Jones.
All right. Shalom, brother Rex.
What's up?
Hey, Rex. You had time to study the grab bag. How you feeling?
I just want to clarify. I didn't bail out. I tried to pawn the responsibility of running the stream off to Cosmic. There's a difference.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I thought that Ian Ellis had signed you up for something without your knowledge.
No, I was absolutely ready. I said, if you need me to run the stream, let me know so I could post a countdown. My computer is ready for it.
He did say that. I was a little eager to see if I could do it.
And I'm going to
leave you guys hanging.
Rex,
I'm going to start writing our show for Friday tomorrow.
It's an important thing you interrupt me, Kenny. As far as I know... Cosmic is on a spiritual retreat. He's doing some shaman shit right now.
Is he on peyote?
He's on peyote. He's gone. He's in a cave in pure darkness for 30 days so that he can realize deeper truths about the universe. So I don't think that it's fair that you would pawn your responsibilities off on him, you know, especially when you just got into the H2O.
He didn't pawn the responsibilities off Ian. He attempted to.
I attempted to. It was an attempt, but it wasn't a rejection or a denial of my responsibilities.
It feels very like a fickle commitment to the community, to the LLC.
I'm ride or die. What do I need to do to prove it to you guys? And it's not. I'm not going to let CEO shit in my mouth. So you guys got to tell me.
Go ahead and kill Pop Vulture for me for that comment he just made.
Okay, I'm on it.
Pop Vulture, if you're free, I miss you. Come, please get up here.
Pop Vulture, I sent you an invite to a Discord and you didn't join it. I'm actually very offended that you would ignore me after we were DMing days ago.
Let me tell you about this.
Click. How dare you?
Piece of shit. This piece of shit Pop Vulture. I have his address. I know his real name.
That's odd that you have those things.
Because we were going to meet up because he's cool as shit. He's scared to join my Patreon because he doesn't want his real name getting out there. Pop, come on, man. Come on. You could sign up under a fake name. Nat Klo is signed up to my Patreon. Rex, I notice you're not hosting the show and you're not signed up for my Patreon. I feel like you don't even fucking care about us at all.
But that would be break my tradition of never donating anything to anybody. I can. I mean, all right. I'm on that too.
Ian, have you taken the time to call that phone number behind Royce's?
I get it. You gave money to Mersh and he disappointed me. Did you? I get it.
I've never given money to Mercer.
Your first love.
I've had people.
If it's
not
possible
name
for
any
us
names,
to call that
Nat
on the show, I suggest we do.
I've had Nat.
Yeah,
under my name.
I can't do it, but we'll figure it out. Figure it
Are
out.
Are we gonna play this Proud Boys music?
Let me check my DMs.
This Proud Boys music.
Let me check my DMs real quick while we get a little bit of this Grammy talk out of the way.
Rex, the narrative.
Hold on. Rex, what I would like from you, I want you to write down the phone number 1-800-ROYSTA-59, and I want you to decode that into numbers.
Okay.
And I would like it if you could call that number on speakerphone on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Dante.
Royce. Which one is spelled out? Royce.
He's your favorite rapper.
It's 1-833-ROYCE-59 is the phone number.
Okay, ROYCE-59. All right.
I'm hoping that that's not just some sort of decoration and that phone number actually does something.
It doesn't make any sense because there's supposed to be 7 digits after. Okay, yeah, never mind. I got it. All right. You want me to do that now or later in the stream?
You could do it now because Bella Ann is pulling up links of the Proud Boys.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Got my phone right here.
Now, Lupe Fiasco is openly mocked that Royce-da-59 has a therapy hotline like Better Health, and he's even joked about calling it on the show. It's a mental health is a complete and utter joke to Lupe, and it's Royce's baby. It's his darling.
Okay, I'm about to hit the call button.
All right, have a prank in mind.
Do you need me in on the prank, or do you need to?
No, you're doing it. You're Dante.
Okay. Oh, you want me to be Dante?
Okay, do Dante's voice, but you're calling in as Grizzy Hendrix.
Listen to this guy. Listen to all the fucking setups. He wants you to be like a hybrid of 4 characters.
There's this rapper named Grizzy Hendrix.
How about you just call? How about
hold
you
on.
Call Grizzy and Hendrix. Ask who is Ian Ellis as Grizzy Hendrix?
Hold on. So Grizzy is parched. And he has accused Royce of scamming people with this mixtape scam. A lot of rappers are getting called out. Little Bow Wow, Redman, Royce-da-59. I want you to call as Dante, but really you're Grizzy Hendrix. Dante voice for Grizzy Hendrix. See if you can get Royce on the line and then talk to them about scamming artists and tell them you're feeling about killing yourself because you invested in it, but it didn't work out.
What did he parch for? Pussy or money?
Clout.
Clout. Okay, he's parched for clout.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. How much? Okay, I'm gonna try this right now.
And one of us can't go. One of us can't go. Who's Ian Ellis?
Kenny, this is Rex's bit. Just be quiet for him.
Okay, you got.
Welcome to America's hottest talk line. Guys,
this is a phone sex line.
Talk to you.
What?
Interesting and a exciting guys free. Press 2 to connect.
You've been pranked, Ian.
Maybe we might need to look up that number again.
Oh, wait a second. Rex is a Canadian.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
No, 800 numbers are international.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, yeah. it's a lot funnier if Royce to 5'9's therapy line starts with like, "Hey, I understand you're having a hard night. Would you like to speak to Kimberly?" That's Royce funny. The 5'9 is like, "I figured it out. The black community needs more pussy." Yeah.
Yeah.
What the Grammys need to be pushing right now, which is like strong, powerful.
Right now, I 100%.
Ian just needs 3 words and he can go for another 10 minutes. Revenge of the Sith ain't got shit on this guy.
I want to come back to this, but first, CEO, as someone who signed up for BetterHelp, like if you had called BetterHelp and you had gotten a phone sex bitch, would that have done like equal, greater, or better than a therapy line?
Well, when Dante called, it was a bitch,
equal,
wasn't it?
For sure.
So it was like if you were feeling sad. I was feeling sad this week. I haven't had a drink in like 5 days because I was like, I'm feeling depressed. If I drink, it'll get worse. I'm drinking now because I'm turned up and happy. But so if you had called sad and gotten a girl being like, "Yeah, you sexy baby," that would have worked for you?
We should start calling. We should call like some mental health hotlines and just get girls and try to slowly flirt with them. Like that's the thing that's going to keep me from killing myself is this girl talking to me sweet right now. Dante needs a new honey.
Or try to pursue a long-term relationship with them. Like, yeah. Slow down. I'm trying to get to know you.
Tell them that you have coronavirus and you need to be taken care of. Yeah. You know, good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. If I put you on my 5, is all these calls free?
I got coronavirus for the last 6 months so I can play World of Warcraft. Yeah. Yeah, also...
I just want to play Settlers.
All right, you go ahead, Ian.
I just want to play Settlers of Catan and Cuddle. Yeah. I'm sophisticated.
Ian thinks you're doing a different bit than you are, but I liked what you were doing, C.
Yeah.
That one was for me.
That was for you.
100% agree.
Strong, powerful, culturally aware, community-oriented black folks.
I was going to say,
my pin is strong, bitch. Yeah,
there you go, Kenny.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm trying to do my Dante.
Kenny, yeah, you gotta talk. Yeah, you gotta wait for people to finish talking before you do your voices.
No, it's okay.
CEO, please continue.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
That you got.
All right. Hold on. But hold on. Pause.
Can I just skip the Royce stuff? I don't think we're ever gonna get through it.
No, it's important.
You're not listening to it. You want to talk about
I know,
so much other
I know.
Stuff.
I got to reset the bit. I got to reset. Like Chris Rock.
I don't think you have to reset the bit, but go ahead.
So Lupe, who has sat on the committee nominating people for Grammys, is saying, "I understand this isn't about talent or sales. This is about politics." I swear to motherfucking God, Kenny.
I just turned the phone down.
So. Kenny, I feel like Ian's about to tell me that you have to leave if you keep interrupting.
I
don't want to do that.
You are one interruption away from being kicked off the show for 40 minutes. No, 15 minutes. Every time you completely make me want to kill myself, you're kicked off for 15 minutes. As president, you get to come back after 15 minutes. So Lupe, who has sat on the board of committees, is saying the Grammys is
political.
Please interrupt. And Royce da 5'9 is the political nominee for these George Floyd, Breonna Taylor times.
Oh, what is this? What is the category?
Best rapper, aka reparations. This is white people saying they're sorry for George Floyd means that Royce da 5'9 gets a Grammy.
This is weird because Royce da 5'9 is famously an underground rapper. I've never heard the song that he got nominated for. I would have heard it. Strange.
Yeah.
He's a terrible candidate. He put out that garbage album.
Listen, first of all, the clear artist of the year is Lil Uzi Vert. That's a clear cut choice. So all this is just.
I thought it was Lil Nas X.
Royce the 5'9".
2020 wouldn't have been what it was if I didn't have Lil Uzi Vert.
Royce the 5'9" is so parched. He released his album for $6.99 to drive up sales, and he says he doesn't. He didn't know his production company submitted him for the Grammys. But he's doing this Tom ass, Lupe Fiasco ass show submitting for the goddamn Grammys. And you had the worst goddamn verse on Father Figure, Royce. The worst verse.
Kenny.
Comment.
Percent agree.
Strong, powerful.
So he's terrible. Wick. He's terrible. You don't care about.
I like that one, Kenny. I haven't heard that one before.
That's a aggro. There you go.
I like that you give credit.
Community oriented.
There's this new song called Father Figure by Toby Nawaga Waga Waga. He's a guy, he did a song called Breonna Taylor, where the song is just like, we need justice for Breonna Taylor. Justice now for Breonna Taylor.
That's a little on the nose.
Subtle.
Anyway, Toby Nawaga Waga Waga, whatever, Waka Flock of Flames, his name is. And some other dude and Royce da 5'9 are on this song. Royce da 5'9 had the worst verse on the entire song, but everybody's sucking his dick because he's an elder statesman. Lupe Fiasco, I call bullshit on you. Be honest, as a hip hop lyricist, Royce da 5'9 had the worst verse on that goddamn album.
So is that what Lupe's argument is? He's saying that Royce should get the Grammy, is going to get the Grammy, or he's saying that that D12 man guy is going to get the Grammy?
He's setting it up so you understand when Royce gets it, it doesn't mean shit.
When's Eminem dropping fucking Justice for Jeffrey Dahmer?
I like that.
That was a bomb.
No, it wasn't. I was inhaling the blunt. I couldn't. I almost coughed, but I did like that.
I was wondering. All these people are either drug dealers, fucking rapists, child molesters, all these martyrs.
That is an excellent point where it's like the reparations nominee is still talking about being a drug dealer. Like Royce da 5'9", these other two guys had like well-spoken, articulate verses. Royce da 5'9's verse, he talks about being a drug dealer and a gangbanger. It's like, you're not a role model for the black community. You fucking suck as a role model. You stink, nigga. You're an alcoholic and you justify shitty ways of life. You're a fucking Uncle Tom character. You're poisoning the black community, Royce. You're fucking poison.
You know, last week I wasn't so on board with the hating Royce stuff, but Ian is turning me.
Ain't nothing worse than when poison thinks it's medicine.
I'm with you on that, pal.
The only competition that you
I'm being turned to fuck
is,
Royce
is J Electronica, but I don't think Jay has the same type
Pause.
Of like public.
What do you guys think of J Electronica?
I'm happy to say I've made it this far in life without ever really understanding who that is.
I don't have the slightest fucking idea who the hell that is.
Rack?
He actually released an album on Roc Nation, and Jay-Z is like he's featured throughout the album, but he's not credited. It's actually a really good album. I like J Electronica. I've seen him live.
J Electronica is a black guy who got saved by Pastor Elijah Muhammad, the same guy that saved Malcolm X. He's a Malcolm X rapper. He's a 5%er rapper. He's a Hotep rapper. And he's fucking amazing. And he got signed immediately to Jay-Z's album. And it took him 10 years to put out an album. And his album is like Watch the Throne. Jay-Z is on every fucking verse, which is just like a brag for Jay-Z to be part of this Legends album. And it's a brag for J Electronica. The album is really good.
But actually, I want to correct Cosmic. Not a J Electronica album. I think he's from New Orleans, isn't he?
Cosmic knows his rappers. Cosmic, get up here if you can.
I have no idea who this person is.
Of course you do, because it's not fucking skiddly wop ska horse shit.
Fuck you.
I fucking hate ska. I hate fuck ska you. Music. I fucking hate it. It's so fucking gay.
You don't like trombones? You don't like horns and rock?
Ryan Long's ears are ringing right now.
Are we ever going to get to the Proud Boy shit?
Okay, I got
to
say.
I want to play after we're done with the Royce thing.
Let's go to Proud Boys first. Let's go to Proud Boys.
Kanye West is fucking gay. Fuck you. No, he does Christian music.
All right,
fucking
kick Kenny
God.
From the show. You don't ever disrespect Ye in my presence. Kick Kenny from the show.
He does
You can come back in 15 minutes. You can come back at 10:19.
Ian, I did that because you asked, but I don't think that was one of the rules you had given him.
Lane, you love Ye like I love Ye. Kenny, get the don't you dare talk about our president in 2024 that way.
That's true.
All right, let's all right, get back. Let's get through this video. Fucking clip.
And no, I already started the process, Ian. We're doing this now. Oh my all god, right. Why am I at my messages? Mouse is moving from all by itself and shit.
Amateur Rex was doing better than you, and he doesn't have a mouse yet, Ian. He's here to sabotage us at every corner.
This has 171,000 views. That many people. All right, did you have something you wanted to say, Ian? I can already tell that I hate this.
Rex, I just want to say I apologize because normally the H2O Club is pretty cool. You came in at the gayest week of its existence, and I'm sorry you had to see all that. It normally is not like that.
This is a good time for that.
It's okay. What was I going to say?
Wait, can you say what you're going to say in Ing's voice?
Was the moment I realized the Proud Boys were faggots.
You see, do you think Nick, the founder of With Apologies, was into the Proud Boys when this came out, or is he already out of it?
I don't know, man. All I know is 2016. I don't know, man. I don't know.
CO, there's a private Instagram chat with me, Lane, and Nick.
Yeah.
And Nick must have wrote about 9 messages about how much of a fool we are for hanging out with Kenny. Can you explain it to Nick why Kenny's around?
Kenny's around because he's the mascot.
There we go. Enough said.
He's like a Dalmatian at the fire station.
Now, do you feel like Nick can understand that, or do you have to break it down into Proud Boy terms?
I don't know. He's kind of like what Dante was for Patrice. He's the mascot.
Yeah. No, you.
I put another song if you want to hear that.
Why are they all dressed like either Freddy Krueger or Ian Ellis?
And we venerate the entrepreneur. Sorry, guys. I thought it was still playing.
Can you post that link in the Arana LLC?
Oh, okay. I put it in the RDA LLC.
Coochie Laptops is not in RDA.
Oh. This is a special kind of like life not working out. This is similar to the like, who are these podcast guys? Where it's like, these guys are so corny, they don't realize how corny it is to be corny.
With the Proud Boys.
This is what they call an NPC. This is someone that's like, they're just looking for they just want to belong. They just need a home. These are homeless.
It gave a lot of hubris to fucking corny white nerds. I think that's what it did. You know what I mean? Like, Gavin was cool up until this point, and then when this shit happened and these faggots started making songs and really went far with it.
If you like this one, then you gotta watch the next one.
you can blame Dante Nero personally for ruining Gavin. Rex.
If you and Helen,
yeah,
and
I think I will.
Lane, yeah. If you, I would have to question what I'm a part of. You,
what are you a part of, Ian? Ian Ellis?
That's an excellent question.
Sorry, what did you say? I thought you're saying I thought Gavin was cool, it makes you question what you're a part of or something like that? I can't hear you.
I said if you and Helen and Lane made a video just like this, if you made a video just like this, but it wasn't meant to be ironic or funny.
If I recorded myself wearing sunglasses indoors, you wouldn't be a fan of that?
Yeah, if we did a video like this, but it was in
wearing a fedora, singing Uhuru,
pouring baby shots.
Yeah.
Not ironically, no sense of humor to it. Like, this is dead serious. Like, we're the leaders of the new school. We're about to be the new Tea Party. We're going to overthrow the government. This is who we are. This is the crew. Benjamin Franklin.
Would you, CEO, would you be a bigger fan of the Proud Boys if instead of doing this, they did like a mumble rap music video and it was just all of them like sitting on the counter counting money and like pouring lean, but still singing Uhuru? Yeah,
I would be a bigger.
They should have watched a few fucking World Star videos before they made this.
That would actually be fucking amazing. I said that we should pause for a second. I said that we should infiltrate the Proud Boys.
We did. And, we started the Proud Boys. What do you mean infiltrate? Those are our children. But what did you want to do, Ian?
Well, at one point I spoke to someone. I spoke to someone who was above us, and they were like, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that.
Oh, fair enough. Well, it is probably a bad idea. Never mind, we're already let's go associated on the clip. Enough. I just want to point out they have a rule where they wear suits at least twice a week. Like they have a quota.
Yo, Coles.
Coles loves the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys sure this isn't a parody? This is a parody, right?
No, man, it's serious.
Now so in the video, they're like, oh, you're a man and you're wearing open-toed sandals. You're too much of a fairy for us Proud Boys. Singing Uhuru, wearing fedoras and sunglasses indoor with just a bunch of boys.
All right, then play the next song.
Okay,
hold on. I want you to notice they're all thick as shit and balding.
Yeah.
Like, Ian, that's a wide thigh. That's a Tyrannosaurus Rex level leg.
How the fuck you thick with no ass?
Yeah, I agree. These are not like, the flip flops are horrible, though.
Oh, this is the guy I was looking for.
Oh, shit.
This is exactly what I was looking for.
We'll pause it. We have a young black man in a MAGA cap doing auto-tune music in front of an American flag.
I would love to know this guy's fucking rap name.
We need to sign him. It's Kanye West. I'm a proud boy. What?
He's just letting you know.
He looks like Chance the Rapper.
She know I'm a proud boy.
Chance the Rapper.
Riding with the big toys. Pause.
Riding with the MGTOWs.
Imagine the ghetto bitch that's with this dude that's like, oh, he a proud boy. Now he on that real shit, though. He on that Western supremacy. Yeah, no, he will. He got his stacks, though.
Helen DeKeller in the house, everybody. Driving home.
Hi, guys. Hope everyone's having a good night.
Dope.
I need to talk to Ian about the McRib. Have we addressed the McRib coming back?
As far as I know, it's coming back. I'm going to go take a refreshment break. You guys get through this music.
And go powder your nose.
Are you liking this? Yeah. As a rapper, Helen DeKeller, what do you think of Loza Alexander so far?
I mean, he's got a unique talent that I don't.
Fair enough.
That's all I can say.
He's mastered auto-tune.
She know I'm a proud boy. Finna make a lot of noise. Riding with the big toys. I'm busting first off time. When I'm riding in my six-four, I can make that ass drop. Pick it up and think it goes. I'm busting first on time.
Do you think any Proud Boys play this at the rallies?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Any black Proud Boy is immediately a general.
But see, they almost have to, right? I mean, this guy really blessed them. I can't even believe he made this. And this is new. This is from October of this year. This guy is still into it, even with the them being a the
how many views does it have?
Terrorist group, 45,000.
Jesus Christ.
It's not a lot for a rap song. The fucking
what, now
the
was white he boys, rapping before
the white
boys joined the Proud Boy? Like, does he have other videos? Is this like is this a grifting, or is this like, hey, I'm making my debut as a Proud Boy and a rapper?
Grizzy Hendrix, who joined the Proud Boys.
He has 7,000 subscribers, and I will go ahead and investigate him.
Investigate that for me, though.
Oh, I can make the last drop. Pick it up and think it goes.
Proud Boys, bitch. Proud boy.
I wish he would actually rap. Would almost give him a shot, but I feel like this is the whole song. See,
this is the music you like, though, Bellin. This should be right up your alley. This is like Lil Wayne level.
He's parodying the music I like. He's not making the music that I like.
Oh, okay.
He's only a minute and 36 seconds in. I mean, the verse might drop.
It might. And for the record, if Lil Wayne did make a Proud Boy song, he would still gas that song. That's just a fact.
Weezy.
When I rap PB, everybody think that a nigga race. Wow. I just love my team, American Dream, back to the base. Wow. Everybody talking shit about a president, but not to our face. Y'all be on some antique shit, can't be legit with that hatred. Black Lives Matter, Democrats, they be running that shit day. Got y'all niggas fucking up your own city, man, that shit crazy. Fuck Joe Biden, pedophile looking ass. Come out from the mat, blow out in the casket. Out for the count, you and Cardi B trash, throw it out to the masses.
Uh-oh, can't take it no more.
Okay, so I've investigated this guy. This is the third video he ever released on this account. His second
video. The
first
two were Proud Boys, though, right?
No, the first one was just like a weird sketch thing that he did. The second video was Black Voices for Trump, which is like him talking. And then this is the third video on this account. And then everything after that.
Maybe that sketch was really funny. I think we should watch that sketch.
He's got a Kamala Harris diss track. Joe Biden diss track. He dissed Nancy Pelosi. This is what he does.
So he's grifting.
Yeah, that's what he does. I guess that's his strategy. I don't think it's going to work, but
it is an audience like Tom McDonald. You could tell he utilized that
prime example. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom McDonald, and you know, if you look in the comments, it's all boomers. That's the thing. There's no real young people loving this shit.
Yeah, fiscal conservative. Is how you with
yo son? I'm mowing my lawn, putting money in my 401k.
I'm roboting,
Ian. Just give it a second. I think you'll be good. Is it snowing out there, Ian, in Chicago? Is that what this is?
Yeah. Cinnamon toast, Captain Crunch, mini wheats. I got 8 on lock. That's true. Okay, Frosted Flakes, mini flakes,
Fruit Loops. Same 5 cereals.
All right, guys. So we're getting back into Royce the 5'9". He's still here, in case you were wondering.
Like, community representation you have. It's not a slight towards him, but I'm just saying all the shit that you've been doing in the past few months in terms of community empowerment and stuff like that and relationships to what's going on in the country. I think just from the meta narrative that the Grammys tries to push them on, I think he would be a shoe-in for it. That's just me being honest. No slight to anybody else, but I mean,
the fuck you gonna do? Yeah. What you gonna do anyway, nigga? Huh?
I think whoever wins is win for the culture for sure. I don't.
You think the Grammys care about the culture?
How do you feel about the Grammys? How do you feel about them being decided by meta narrative?
Those are big ass words. I need Kenny to explain that to me. Where's Kenny?
Did Bellin just drop out?
I dropped out.
What the fuck is going on? Can you guys hear me, or am I fucking?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Bella might have fell off the panel or whatever.
He's still learning how to use a computer. It's been like 10 years since he's had
it. Or it might be the internet connection. Is Ian still here? He was asking, how do we feel
about... Okay, I'm well in the joint. Can you please carry the show for like 2 more minutes?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I found the problem that I have so far, guys, is that because I'm still talking on my phone, if I get phone calls, I don't know what you guys are saying. So that's what just happened. But we're back on track.
Okay.
I'm getting a mic one day.
Yeah, use do not disturb.
Okay, so you were saying, how do we feel about the Grammys being decided by meta narrative? Who asked that?
Yeah. That's Ian. Ian's asking that.
Ian's asking and walking away.
Okay. Yeah, how do you feel about it being so political in reparations?
Well, isn't it just like everything, though, right now? Comedy, like SNL, anything, single thing that anyone does is political. And it's annoying.
I don't know why they assume, like, I don't think they assume it sells, because I can't even bring myself to thinking that even people of color enjoy this. How can they possibly enjoy the constant pandering?
Ian, but so are you mad at Lupe right now? Because it sounds like Lupe is exposing the music industry. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I wanted to say, like, if you were Royce da 5'9", the most gangster thing you could do is some Spike Lee shit where you're like, yeah, I feel like y'all are pandering to me and some reparation shit, and then take the opportunity to actually say some real shit, which they want to nominate you as the real shit guy, but they don't want you to say any real shit when you get up there. This is all about co-opting the narrative and buying out the people that might have a real voice in the community.
Damn.
Well, Ian Ellis, sounds like you need to start a music podcast.
I'm almost to my car, boys. Just go ahead and hit play.
I don't remember the last time I seen like a category where I was fucking with everything in a category. So I genuinely like everybody in the category.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Same. That was the Grammys, guys. They're rigged. Everything that George Soros runs the Grammys.
So
I heard.
Knowing that we know that they're rigged, all right, and Lupe knows because he sat on the board, does Royce da 5'9 have a responsibility to say some real shit? If he really is Slaughterhouse, shouldn't he get up there and say some real shit, or is he just going to go, hey, man, I just want to say justice for Brianna and call my sex line if you have therapy needs?
I think that would be some real shit if he's canceling.
Yeah, that would be honest shit.
Okay, so now we're at the part where Ian has some evidence that he's being talked about on podcasts.
So I'm maybe or maybe not being talked about on the next 3 clips. Let's go ahead and see who's talking about Ian Ellis.
I did have a guy who followed me who just did a whole set about how much he hated Nanette.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
The voice you're hearing is the wonderful Hannah Gadsby, and she is on the Pete Holmes podcast. And this is here for 2 reasons. 1, because she might be talking about me. And 2, because I want you to pay attention to the way Pete Holmes, as a wormy, fake guru, fake enlightenment guy, tries to co-opt autism.
She hated Nanette.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. It was actually fine because it was so clear he was unstable. Like, I destabilized his worldview to such an effect that it was just like, dude, wow.
CEO, do you feel like I've destabilized my worldview to such a level that it's like, dude, wow?
Huh?
Listen, just because you fit
good answer, CEO.
Just because you fit into all the descriptions so far, Ian Ellis, does not mean this is necessarily you, but I would say it could be.
Hannah Gadsby did say the one thing that gets to her is jokes about her body. And she was like, well done, trolls.
Touché.
all of my jokes were about how she's unrapeable because she's so fucking hideous.
Well, if you were going to rape somebody, wouldn't you rape the chick that looks like a dude?
No,
seems like
nigga.
An obvious choice.
Whoa.
Why would you rape someone that looks like they could fight back?
There's a weird bullying that can happen in stand-up. I'll never forget, I was doing a show and the first comedian, I can't remember, it might have been a girl, and then the second guy went on stage and he just went, he wiped his brow and whoosh, whoa. And even that, I mean, this is what I talk about when I'm, for me, starting in comedy, I'm going to use the word traumatic. It was difficult for me. It, as sort of like a sweeter, more sensitive person, I was like, you just fucking sold her out. I'm standing next to her. It's that's a heavy thing to process.
Bellin, pause. Oh.
So, dear sweet Pete Holmes, who loves ball breaking. You can go back to his interviews with Mark Maron and Bill Burr. He fucking loves ball breaking. Anthony Jeselnik, he fucking loves it. He loves ball breaking. But he felt like it was difficult for him as a sensitive soul. When I went through my takeover, when they took my club away from me, one of the things they said was like, Ian, you're so mean. What about the sweet comedians? What about the sweet, shy people that are scared to even try because they're worried because you're so mean? How do you guys feel about that?
I don't know. I think back to the cellar. I think back to like the table where Patrice and fucking Bob Kelly and all those comics, Rich Voss, Colin, they were all just brutal to each other and they were better comics because of it.
Yeah, but they were all like pretending, weren't they?
Were they pretending?
But what if you couldn't have a Pete Holmes or a Dimitri Martin because a dickhead like me
who
scared them when they started? Dimitri Martin, Pete Holmes.
Dimitri Martin.
These are comedians that you would hate, CEO, that Ian is assigning value to right now.
What if a young Cameron Esposito was scared out of comedy by a bully like me?
You want to know something, Ian?
HB, call up.
Ian, you want to know something?
Yes.
I heard I was back, one back on there, but let me tell
God
you.
God damn it, Kenny. I swear to motherfucking God.
I'd say, okay, but dude, what, name the last time.
Anyone but CEO, for the love of Christ.
Okay, but I'm saying, name the last time your man, Cheesy, made something that was wet. Last I heard, he's making a fucking gospel record. That's not wet.
He's still on Kanye West.
He made a gospel record. That's Kenny, not too wet.
Kenny, let me tell you something. Jesus is King and Jesus is Born, two of the dopest gospel albums to ever be released. You understand that, son?
I'm saying, man, that I think gospel music sucks.
Selah, even though it's Christian rap, like Cross Movement, like the Ambassador.
I'd say if I was a DJ and somebody said, I want you to play the new Kanye West record, I'll play Christian music, anything. Go back to go fucking church, not in my fucking house. I'm the DJ. Go fuck yourself if you think I'm going to play that. That's what I tell them.
Lupe Fiasco, if you're listening to this, I want you to talk to Kanye about doing a Christian album with Gemstones. Kanye. Gemstones! And the Ambassador.
On air, I don't care. Off air, I don't care if you say that Scott's the gayest music ever. You're going to make fun of my music. You're going to hear me drag Kanye West and 311, all the fucking music you like.
Oh, no, don't dare talk about 311.
You see, I don't care. Off air, you can say that the Mighty Mighty Bosses are the gayest band ever. I'm not going to care.
Don't
on air,
I'm
going to get defensive. I don't care. Kick me off the show. I don't care.
Let me ask you about a very subtle version of shade. Cumtown said that Cum Original is a God damn it, I can't even think of the band's name. Who did Structure Fire?
I'll look it up, Ian, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
A classic band, the lead singer killed himself.
Nirvana?
Sublime.
Oh, yeah.
So Cumtown started singing Cum Original, and they said it was a Sublime song.
No.
And it was an autism test
Do you think that was shade at us, Red Bar, or coincidence?
I'm more in leaning towards them saying Come Original is because of us than I was anything you showed me last week. Mm-hmm. I wasn't until I heard them singing Come Original. I was like, that's okay. If you're going to sing a 311 song, you're going to sing like Amber or that other song that's really popular. Ooh. You're going to sing Come Down. Original? Down, yeah. You're singing Come Original? I don't know, bro. I don't know. That seems suspicious.
What's up, Home Sponsors? Down,
down. Come Original is not their popular song.
Please let me do it now. Come back in.
So I think Nick Mullen and Stavros are listening to the show because the fat tit Stavros has started shouting like me. You know, I podcast like Hitler, where I just explode at random moments with passion that is drunkenly unwarranted. Let's get back to Lupe and Royce. Have some fans. Are they talking about us? Are they talking about me? Cloud Shark?
I'm thankful for our fans.
Man, shout out to the fans.
We have some good ones.
Yeah, we got some good ones. We got a couple assholes, as I like to call them, but amongst them. No, I'm just joking. Shout out to Ellis.
However, I'm going to speak.
Did you hear that?
Whoa!
Shout out to Ian.
That was direct.
We're ruining Royce the 5'9's nights. Well, Ian is. Well, I may have gotten creative with the editing. There's somebody named Kaylin Ellis that also makes weird French music beats.
Oh, fake news, Ian. Oh, my God. Oh,
here's the update for you. Parched Tom, who is so parched, he came up with an idea. He's selling T-shirts, and three of them are going to be selected to be on the show with Lupe and Royce. Now, Lupe posted this. He's the only one pimping it. Royce the 5'9 didn't have the heart. And it got all of 21 likes. So if it's only getting 21 likes, it probably only got maybe 1 to 3 sales. So they come back the next episode, and Lupe, who I'm sure is aware of us, because I think they Google us, and I think they heard the Cloud Shark bit, Lupe and Royce both refuse to be on with the guests because they know they only sold 3 shirts, and it's probably Grizzy Hendrix, Nat Klo, and me. We're probably the only 3 people that bought shirts of this shit.
It sounds like they should start working with you, you know? It seems like you're doing a better job promoting them than you're doing promoting yourself.
They're heavily influenced. Lupe has been acting like me lately.
I took a look at this channel and their audience growth for the fame they have in hip hop is fucking atrocious for this podcast.
I should buy a shirt.
They sit at about 2,000 listeners. That's what all the clout of being 2 of the greatest rappers of all time gets you. About 2,000 listens.
Exactly to a few of these people.
We get a fourth of their numbers. We usually sit around 600 views an episode.
Yeah, both of these guys have gone at least gold.
Lupe, I'm coming for your motherfucking ass.
I speak directly to a few of these people. There are some haters out there.
Me,
especially those who question what the white guy is doing on the podcast.
Yeah, what is the white guy doing? He looks like the guy.
This should be no wonder. To walk in these shoes is a tough mile, baby. Putting up with all of this is not
all this racism.
Pause. Tom, the most privileged man in the universe, says, putting up with all of this, referring to Lupe Fiasco and Grammy-nominated Royce da 5'9". If that isn't talking down, tell me what is.
He has to deal with them. Like
these roots.
Like they're his fools.
These runabouts. You have no idea what it is dealing with their shenanigans as platinum rappers. Oh, they're up to some hijinks.
Me and Royce just kind of throw out there from time to time.
He's got to rein him in as the civilized one.
This is hard work running a podcast. This isn't easy.
It is. Very easy for me, but you know.
I'm going to challenge 3 of these.
Pause.
These knuckleheads.
Oh, he's calling someone out.
CEO, how do you feel about Lupe going, podcasting is very easy for me?
CEO left as soon as you said that, Ian Ellis.
Motherfucker. How do you guys feel about Lupe's arrogance where he's like, I don't know what you mean. It's not easy. Dude, I got a personality. I know how to talk. Of course it's easy for me. I'm fucking amazing. The hubris.
Out of the three of them, I would probably want to listen to Lupe over the other two.
He is brilliant. I give him that.
I mean, and he's got this white guy doing the podcast for him, so it is probably easy for him. I don't know. Is this easy for you, Ian?
This is the highlight of my week. I look forward to this more than fucking my wife. I bust raw dog without a bag, but this show is better.
You look forward to this over pussy?
Well, you know, I have the kind of wife that could take a buckshot and keep charging. So I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, I like a bitch.
I'm just saying, if I was getting pussy, I was getting free pussy, right?
Oh, Kenny, okay. The pussy I get is fucking delicious.
Okay, I was getting some yummy pussy. Even though it was like once a week, let's say it's down Kenny, to that, right?
Titties.
You're married.
These titties, Kenny. The areolas are beautiful.
I'll just say, I will look forward to that over this show. I'm saying, this show's great. I like it. I love good comedy with you guys. But if I had a choice of things to look forward to, pussy or this show, that would be number one, pussy, then this show.
You know, at comedy clubs in Chicago, Kenny, Ian Ellis has kind of developed the nickname Coochie Man around some parts. He's kind of notorious.
You know how many young hoes throw their pussy at me? And I gotta just dodge it like I'm playing football. I'm like, nope, not a man. I gotta keep the ball going. No, get out of here, bitch.
Right.
For my hoe, I ride for her because I love this bitch. This bitch is fucking amazing, Kenny. And this show is better. It's better than my baby mama. Nigga, this show is fucking great. This show is lit, motherfucker, and you're here.
Get to talk to Luis J. Gomez. You get to hear Lupe Fiasco talk about you. It's a big, ego stroke for Ian Ellis.
Let me throw something out there, and somebody clip this. There's a show called China Uncensored and America Undercover, hosted by a guy named Chris Chappell. He does his best to give like a fair and balanced view of the news. It's kind of like old school Daily Show. It's corny, but it's informative. He leans conservative, but it's as non-biased as I've seen to thoroughly cover the news. He's desperately looking for ads. And I hit up Lewis. His videos get 127K views, way more than Kill Tony. I said, Lewis, if it's worth your time, this man is in New York. Please hook him up with some ads for Kratom and Pantaloons and all this other fucking gay shit. Please, you get a percentage off the top. You make money off the ads that he does for you. Please help out Chris Chappell. So, guys, please clip this up and shame Lewis into supporting China Uncensored because it's actually good and important.
So, two things from the chat, Ian Ellis. Marty Moose has a question. Have you ever met Rick Glassman?
Not to my knowledge. No. I have met him. I was in LA for 9 months, and fucking Chris D'Elia and the guy you just mentioned were always running around with a bunch of hoochie mamas, and they would always have two or three bad bitches, and they were pussy hounds. So I met him running around with Chris D'Elia. I didn't sit down and have a conversation with him, but I watched the nigga run around with Chris D'Elia getting pussy like a motherfucker. They were too big for comedians. They don't give a fuck about comedy. They ain't in it for the pussy.
I don't know if that's going to be a good thing for his career that you just told that story.
Nigga, Chris D'Elia is a pussy hound. And
allegedly Rick Glassman, underage.
Rick Glassman is a pussy hound. These niggas are not good people. They're not. They're fucking, they're in it for all the wrong reasons. Fucking fuck their life up. Do it.
I'm saying that you can give a note to Nick G that he can fucking bow me if he doesn't see my importance.
Oh, shit. Nick Way, you hear that? You fucking bitch, coward, scared to do the show? Rex?
What's up, buddy?
What do you think of Nick Way? He was the creator of this show, but he doesn't want to come on. He talks to all of us privately, and he feels like we're all fools. And he doesn't want to be a fool. He has like a religion around not being a fool.
CEO may have traumatized this man.
Well, I'm not aware of... I wasn't listening back when Nick Guay was on, so I don't really have an opinion on him.
Ooh.
If he was one of the, you know, one of the main guys, I don't understand why he can't at least come back once in a while.
He can't have a sense of humor about being involved with us. He can't play the part of being involved with us.
Do you think he's like too Puritan, like he's in a purity spiral?
He once said he's one of our top three podcasts. It was like
that's true.
It was Red Bar, Gavin McGinnis, and then us.
And that was like 4 months ago.
Oh,
so maybe he doesn't think. I think you know what happened.
Kenny TV recently found the old episodes of With Apologies and has since become a huge Nick G fan. And I think he might be a little bit scared of having a fan. Specifically a fan such as Kenny TV.
So he's like Patrice.
You know, okay, Kenny...
You can tell him for the past month or so, I haven't been listening to all the old stuff, so you can tell him that.
Oh! Kenny, Nick once threatened to quit the show, and then he started as a side project, much like Opie Greg Hughes, a music channel where he basically tried to be Spotify. Because he believes that he understands music. He would put together like mixtapes for the general public as if they were a bitch he was trying to educate. You think he understands music? Could you challenge Nick Guay to a punk rock ska interview?
Well, no. He won't even come on the show.
One of the funniest moments of the entire show was when Mo was like, "Nigga, you trying to be Spotify?"
Yeah, no, he really did go and try and become a DJ in like 2012, 2014.
And then SNL went and made a sketch out of it with Justin Timberlake.
To give this a go someday. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a challenge. If anybody thinks they can do what I can do on this show, here's what you can do. We're going to select three lucky fans to be a guest on the Lupe and Roy show this holiday season. What do you think of that?
All right, I think pause. It's a terrible idea, but I'm good.
Can you go back to that screenshot and read it? So Tom came up with this idea. Oh, you hate the show? You think you could be me? Tom, I will body you. Give me a minute. I'm like Kill Tony Notorious.
I like how Tom brought this to the show without clearing it with either Lupe or Royce. Just had this big idea for a contest.
That is the privilege of, like, he provides the podcast. He's trying to get them into NPR world. And fucking, he doesn't include them in shit. He invites guests on. They don't know about it. He has fucking agendas, political agendas, gimmicks in mind. They have no idea what's going on.
Where did they get this cornball? Did he have, like, his own podcast before this shit?
So he is friends with Lupe, and he's working at Say What Media. And he was like, Lupe, you've been going on IG Live. It's crazy because Lupe goes on there. He's big on the vaccine. He's big on wearing masks. He's big on, like, disabusing the community of illusions that have them trapped in bondage. Like, Lupe is really dope. He's willing to take the smoke to tell the black community to shut the fuck up and get with it. And fucking, he had some big podcast with Joe Button and Royce da 5'9". And so he was like, yo, Joe Button's popping. He's like 500 million up this year. He made 500 million after refusing the Spotify deal. He's like, why don't we start a show with Royce da 5'9"? And that way you guys can have a career in broadcasting since your rap careers ain't fucking working.
Well, I think Joe Button's numbers might have gone up because he admitted to jerking off his dog. Jesus. Yeah. Job.
I love Joe Budden because he quit rap to be a good podcaster.
I like his podcast. It's good.
The other day, Joe Budden was like, Kevin Hart sucks dick at comedy. Why is it hard for us to talk about this? why is it uncomfortable for us to admit that Kevin Hart sucks dick at comedy?
Yeah, that was funny. I remember that.
So shout out to Joe Button for being willing to admit that Kevin Hart sucks dick at comedy.
So we talked about this last week. The contest is if you buy any shirt at their store for this podcast, by December 1st, you could win one of three guest spots in the upcoming episodes. Winners will be selected at random on their Twitter at Say What Media. Not even the show's Twitter. Like, so whatever Say What Media is Twitter.
So Ian, you're on December 10th. So me and you are going to the show, right?
Well, we'll find out in four Absolutely. Days, Kenny. December 10th. Make sure you're following saywhat.media on Twitter, and you will find out.
So Lupe, is that like the hip-hop version of Westwood One?
This is Lupe Fiasco's Instagram, and he was like, Tom, send me the copy. I'll promote. He has his own merch that he's selling that he makes a bigger profit off of, and he made a big deal about that the week before. But he's like, Tom, I'll go with your bullshit idea. The t-shirt they're selling is fan art that somebody tweeted in. And Tom was like, oh, we're making a shirt. God damn it, this is a chance for us to make money. And they only sold three of them.
Are you sure they only sold three, though? Because this has 864 likes on... Just because Lupe is sharing it, it might have gotten 10 or 20 sales.
Yeah, I gotta go download every one of his songs. So if we get on the show, I can be like, I like all so your new albums.
Tell me this. The show has about 2,600 listens on YouTube. The like has about 800 likes on it. What do you think the sales are?
Well, here's the question though: you got to ask is how many people do you think that listen to that podcast are just massive Lupe or Roy sycophants? So they're going to just do it because they want to talk to Lupe. That's what I'm thinking.
No doubt, but. And Lupe has a bigger audience like that than Royce. Like, Royce's biggest audience is the stans that are mad at him.
I'll say this.
I'm slurring my words. I apologize.
If Naclo did buy a shirt, if the three of you bought a shirt, I would say one of you guys is for sure going to be on the show. That's how many shirts I think they sold.
I did not buy a shirt, but Lupe and Royce both refused to be on with the guests. I think they're shook a clout shark.
So do they deny this? They turn this idea down? Because it seems like they're doing it based on this Instagram.
It's coming up because Tom is in charge of the podcast.
So Lupe, it's going to be Nat Quo and Ian on the show. That's right.
Lupe and Royce, the stars of the show, have no fucking power over Tom. Tom gets to decide who comes on the goddamn show.
This holiday season. What do you think of that?
I think it's a terrible idea, but I'm going with it, though.
Here's what you got to do. Listen up. This is listen to all these people out there that think you get on the show and that it's easy to put up with these guys. You buy a shirt. You might have already bought one, or you might buy one yet to come. If you buy a shirt between now and December 1st, you are going to be entered to win a chance to be on this very show. That's all you got to do. You get to come on for 60 seconds or so. And then you'll be gone. You won't be able to handle it after that. But that's my challenge.
Tom was able to make a cool $200 off of that.
When Lupe and Royce refused to show up, Tom actually shortened it to you get to come on for 30 seconds. In 30 seconds.
Wait. That's really the amount of time you get to be on there for? Who is Ian Ellis? Who is Ian Ellis?
I promise you it's going to be Grizzy Hendrix. Now, The next clip coming up is Cumtown. Rex, do you remember when I called out Adam from Cumtown?
Yes, I remember that.
What
did I threaten him with if he made one funny joke in an entire episode?
What did you threaten him with?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you'd suck his dick or something?
No.
I don't know.
I said, okay. If he made one funny joke, he could shoot me in the fucking head. Okay. But if he didn't, I got to rape him in the ass. And I was going to eat a bag of blue chew and tear through his motherfucking heart.
And Necklo brings up a good point. It's December 6th already.
Necklo, do you remember when I threatened to rape Adam Friedland from Cumtown with a bag of a blue chew and a gun? Do you remember these details? Does any of it sound familiar in this next clip?
At saywhat.media/shop,
Are we doing a Chicago?
Yes.
We're making fun of people from Chicago.
That's a Lou Malnati style.
They call it a Chicago style New York City. And that's where you get put down on your knees. Your partner takes a blue chew.
And his dick gets hard.
And then he puts a 9mm in your mouth and makes you suck on it.
That's right.
While the blue chew kicks in. At that point, you know, you already got a lot of saliva built up in your mouth from sucking on a gun, and you're ready to suck cock Chicago style.
And you wake up, you're bloody, you're crying, and you maybe check out an improv comedy show.
They call that a Chicago typewriter. You know what that is?
What are you on?
That's the problem is people don't understand. It involves between you and your friends.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of people that don't have friends.
Right.
Does any of this sound familiar?
Yes.
Sounds exactly what you just told us.
Now, he's saying, Ian, you're teasing us, but you're not our friend. What are you doing teasing? You missed the point. Our friends tease each other. Yeah. How do you guys feel about that? Is my teasing unwarranted because I'm not friends with them?
No, I don't think it's unwarranted. And I think the Chicago accent, I've never really noticed that. So that's inaccurate.
I just hate Lou Malnati. This is like what Mersh does. And it's what all the comedians like Nick DiPaolo do. And like Joey Diaz. They get mad when there's people that make videos just trashing them pretty much. But all these shows do is find like people that are entertainers and movie stars and politicians and they trash them. So I don't understand why comedians are on this list of, oh, well, you don't make fun of. I'm just over here making jokes. Well, you don't know me. We're not friends. You're not friends with fucking Jeffrey Epstein. You're not friends with Jeffrey Epstein either, but you won't stop talking about that guy. Like, what is being friends with someone have to do with talking about them if they're in the public eye?
Cumtown has finally decided to play with us. They're making fun of Chicago, guys. Red Bar took it personally and trashed New York. And I feel the same way. Nick Mullen is like, I keep threatening to leave New York. Nigga, the only thing that was cool about New York was the fucking Comedy Cellar, and comedy's dead. Fucking New York is gay as shit, dude. It's cool when you're fucking 20 and you're trying to get some pussy and you want to be in the big city. Or if you work in the industry, which you don't because you were rejected by the industry. Nick Mullen, you were rejected. Amy Schumer didn't want you. Kurt Metzger didn't need you, bruh. That was your homie. Didn't need you to write on a motherfucking sketch because you're too controversial with your fucking little gay cum show. Nick Mullen, New York is fucking gay. How about you get a bitch and grow the fuck up like a goddamn adult? What, are you going to have a kid at 45? You're going to wish you were younger because you don't have the energy to play with the kid. How about you grow the fuck up before you run out of time? Oh, you're going to be a playboy forever? Nigga, get a wife, get a bitch, grow up enough to understand what love is, and then maybe have a child because that's the best part of the human experience, you fucking bitch. No, you're going to live in New York, your whole motherfucker. Oh, New York, it's artsy. It's cultural. Oh, you fucking Jew. Oh, did you take in some plays? Did you go to a cool craft beer place? Are you cooler than some fucking Proud Boy? Is that what you are, Nick? Is that why New York's so fucking important? You can't appreciate trees and love and space and growing as a spiritual and decent human being? Ha! Nick Mullen, you motherfucking bitch!
Well, I think you said it all, Ian Ellis.
See, that's why I like that comment by Housebusters. Ian didn't fight the Hulk, but when he gets angry, he turns black.
Yeah, man.
This picture of these three guys, it really does look like gentrification.
Yeah.
So, I really think if they left New York, I think New Yorkers would be stoked. These are the kind of people that should have never came.
That fat guy looks like Hansi.
That's Stavros. Keep in mind, these guys are all about the same height. You're about to learn about how tall they are. You know, Nick Mullen's one of these Jack Kerouac-ass niggas. It's like, I'm going to travel the country and tell you which city had the best peach pussy. Motherfucker, oh, you working with your hands and writing poetry about it? How about you grow the fuck up and have a goddamn family? How about you learn how to care about other human beings? Hi, can you open yourself up, Mr. Closed Off? I'm all in a shell. I'm a serial killer. I'm basically Dexter. Can't nobody love me. I don't know how to open up as a human being because I'm not comfortable being vulnerable. Ha! Nick Mullen, you ain't comfortable being vulnerable, you fucking bitch!
That's me in less than 10 years. I'll be like, Ian, I got kidnapped shit. I got to be a bitch.
Playing Settlers, you pan ass motherfucking bitch. You fucking incel. Huh? You can't grow as a human being. You're so smart, so good at comedy. You can't grow as a fucking human being?
Please play. Oh, you see that? He is telling big lies about New York. That's right.
There's a lot of lonely people.
You're missing a fundamental element.
That's the whole point.
You should work on the friends first.
It's not that the jokes themselves are funny. It's that we hate comedy.
Mm-hmm. And we are stupid.
What do you think of this show that hates comedy, but their whole show is just running monotonous bits?
Is that, do they hate comedy? Because I don't even listen to Cumtown like that.
Their show is basically a Mad Lib that they fill out, but they're like, we're above comedy. All right, we're above what you stand-ups do.
Are you offended by the improv comment?
I thought we hated comedy.
Yeah. How do you feel about improv people looking down on stand-up comedy?
Well, that is actually funny, right? That they would point out, go check out an improv show. Like, they don't do improv. Like, they're more like improv people than they are like comedians.
Well, I call them a cum-based improv troupe. Because that's what they are. It's like, let's improv some characters to the tune of how gay are they. That's every episode. There's no content to it. There's nothing of value to what they do. It's just a
hold on. You think New York is gay? You think Scott's gay? What do you think is not gay?
I like CEO, Red Bar, and mindless self-indulgence, Cucci. And the Righteous Gemstones, and then my wife's pussy. It's number six on. It's really good. It's top shelf pussy, but it's number six on the list because I don't really like busting a nut is cool, but what these other motherfuckers are doing, that shit. Righteous.
I need to go get myself a job, be successful, then I get me some top-notch pussy. That's right.
Comics, I'm just wondering, because they look like, you know, they jerk off on sleeping hipsters.
So no, they're what they are is they're like 4chan comics, pretty much.
Oh, are they?
Of these three comedians, on the left is Adam Friedland. He fucking sucks, and he's not making it as a comic, and he's lucky to be part of this podcast. In the middle is Nick Mullen. He's brilliant on this podcast. He's autistic with his ability to improv in the moment, but his stand-up fucking sucks. It sucks dick. There's no content to it. He's so smart, but he just can't give a point of view to the audience. It's all surface-level horseshit. So it's like he's the best dude, but he still sucks, and he's fucked up about that, and he can't make it in the industry because he likes making fun of Jews and blacks. And then on the far right is Stavros. He's a middle-of-the-road Bert Kreischer-ass motherfucker, a character, and he does fine. He tours off of the show. They could all tour off the show, but he chooses to do it. He's fat. He had a cracked tooth forever, but he's just out there slaying pussy and being a motherfucker like, motherfucker, I'm going to ride this out, get the money I can get, fuck the bitches I can get. I'm fucking silly. He don't give a fuck. I love Stavros.
No, they don't seem that
you're exempt. I like a little bit of Nick Mullen only because I heard them trash Vinnie Beetle during the whole Bam Margera incident. And so I always enjoy a good Vinnie Beetle roasting. But
I like Mullen. Bam Margera.
The clips Nick that Mullen. Ian brings me are not good.
Nick Mullen is both trying to sell more advertising. He said he wants the number on the top five YouTube channels that they clip his show so he can sell more advertising. And at the same time, he's like, oh, these guys want to achieve a level of freedom that they themselves don't achieve. Nick, you can achieve the level of freedom that we achieve. Just do it. Just go ahead and do it. Why? Why are you spiting everybody? What's with the spite? You want to be part of Spite World? Go watch Curio. Spite World ain't cool. Be a gangster. Come on, man. Just do it. Do the thing. Just do the thing, Nick.
But touring and making stand-up is hard, Ian. It's easier to just sit at home and make gay jokes into a microphone. Trust me, I know.
But he's one of these people that's like, oh, you think I'm a sellout? Well, I'll sell out as much as possible just to show you. And it's like, dude, we're not calling you out because we want you to be a troll. Like, we believe in you. Be fucking amazing, man. Be great. You're one of those guys we believe in. Fucking be great, man. Come on.
Do we want to finish the last 27 seconds? See if there's any more.
Play the motherfucking clip because we're going to see how tall Nick Mullen is. Fucking
put in the way you're only supposed to be stupid with your friends. Nigga.
That's right. I'm not even good at comedy, but I'm good at the friends part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Actually, it's one of the benefits of being short is the power move of lowering the mic.
It is. A lot of people think it might be emasculating, but it's not. When you fucking got that, like...
I don't know if you can go back, but that was a picture of Luis J. Gomez, Nick Mullen, and Tim Dillon. Now, Luis is my height. He's 6'1". And it looks like Tim Dillon is about 6'1". How tall would you say Nick Mullen is? I think he's 3'11". This fucking dirty Santa, Dave Attell ass nigga, he shops in the children's section.
You fucking as tall as Cosmic.
Yeah,
Kenny. He should never be in fucking photos that aren't selfies.
Let me tell you something. Much like Kevin Hart, Nick Mullen, and Dave Chappelle are all shrimps. And Kevin Hart and fucking Nick Mullen both, well, and Dave Chappelle at one point worked the fuck out. So he's ripped. He's ripped at 3'11". He's the swollest midget you ever did see.
Well, so is like Henry Rollins, Danzig, and the late great Dio. They're all short.
That's just all in his head, guys. He doesn't need to look that up.
Gene, so coming up here next is Nick Mullen was recently in a movie. His agent got him a part, and he's standing next to a pool table. And, you know, just so that I didn't get busted, I put in a watermark of Stavros, who just put out a 12 months of the year calendar where he does sexy poses as a fat guy. Shout out to Stavros. Please go buy that calendar. We support him. He's cute. I want to see your thoughts on Nick's acting ability and how tall you think he is in this scene.
Move of lowering the microphone.
It is a lot of people think it might be emasculating, but it's not. When you fucking you got that like little wrist action, yep. You slam that shit down,
and you're like, let's get to work.
That's Nick. Pause. I suspect they had to lower the pool table. Like, was this a dollhouse that they filmed this in?
No, I had one of those tables when I was fucking 7. Yeah. It flipped over and turned into a ping pong table.
I guarantee you he's standing on a book or like a box.
He's like Tom Cruise. He's in there on stilts. So because
his posture is unnatural. He's leaning over too much. He's definitely standing on something.
You see the woman in the background at the end of the table that's still as tall as him, and she's like fucking 10 feet away.
you can tell. And he's on a box. She's just standing there.
Nick Mullen is a fucking manly. Nick Mullen, by the way, if you're listening to this, fight me in real life, faggot.
Nigga.
just throwing it out there.
Drew says, fuck you, Nick Mullen.
That's now, right. I would say I have about the same body as Stavros. What do you think of that stunning physique right there in front of you?
I'm not enjoying that I'm looking at it.
I don't think you're even remotely as bad as
that guy needs to hit the gym immediately.
I'm definitely thinner in the face. All my weight is in my gut. It's not terrible, but I need to get it together. Lane, have you seen the Dave Chappelle thing yet?
I have seen it. I watched it on YouTube the other day,
And I actually didn't, I mean, it wasn't funny, but as far as like his argument is concerned, you know, he's not really, didn't do nothing bad. He kind of has a good point.
So I sent you a link to that. Do you want to watch like the last 2 minutes of it and talk about it? And then I got a Dante clip to close us out after that.
All right. I also brought something to the show if we wanted to check it out.
Oh, shit. We got to go over Veggie Pooks too. So you take over.
Oh, that's we're not going to do that tonight. I gotta go somewhere in the next 2 hours. That's going to take forever. And we're going to have to do a special stream for that. But, no, I've talked about how I've started following Tila Tequila a few months back on YouTube. She's a live streamer now. And, last time we checked on her, she was just shaking her ass for the camera on live stream. And I was a big fan of that. I enjoyed that. She got real thick ever since she had kids, you know, is just my style.
You know, Mike Maljic from the Logan Paul show, his girlfriend is that porn star. What's her name? She's like
porn star.
Nat Klo in the chat. Do you know? I don't know porn star names.
I followed her on Twitter. She's hotter than I thought she was. She's cute. She's fucking 23. She's a fucking mess of a human being. But she cute. She know how to take a picture. She know how to pose.
So now Tila Tequila's thing is she's found God. YouTube channel is a completely different YouTube channel than it used to be. Now she...
Pause. Isn't that the worst negative
Paused
sign?
Me.
Like, of all the people you can find, don't you hate it when they find God?
Oh, I'm not enjoying it. I liked her old videos a lot more.
Doing the ass shaker shit. Yeah,
now the thing, the reason why this also bums me out is because she used to live stream. Now she doesn't. She just posts videos. She has 125,000 subscribers because she's Tila Tequila, but her live streams will get like 10 viewers. So I was convinced we were going to be able to get Tila Tequila on the show until she found God. Now I'm afraid she won't come hang out with us or try to sleep with one of the producers of this show, whichever she is feeling like doing.
You know,
I could be producer. Yo, so Tila Tequila.
I've been watching The Righteous Gemstones.
What's that, some drinks? Yeah.
And Cosmic Cam threw out the other day, you know, in this pandemic, a lot of churches are having Zoom church shows on YouTube. And he was suggesting we got to get baby boy Helen DeKeller baptized so he can balls a Christian stream.
maybe I'll tell Tio Kikila, I also found God. That's right. Me and Jesus. We are best friends. That's right.
Kenny, I was thinking we need to form our own fake church.
Oh, right. Yeah.
With Billy Billison and Deacon Helen DeKeller and Brother Rex and Deacon Bellyland.
What about me? I am the Reverend Ken TV. Yeah, that's right.
Can you put together a choir number? How long do you think we could pull off this scam before we got busted?
Oh, no, man.
Can we ride the line?
I have been touched by Jesus himself. He visited my church. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Hell yeah, Kenny. Maybe you can watch some. You can get some inspiration from a former reality TV star.
Pat Robertson.
Who was also my friend on MySpace.
Who was associated with Bam Margera?
No.
Don't you know that?
No she's not.
A little video for a gathering of the Juggalos. Who definitely
sucked Lupe Fiasco's dick.
Yeah, there was a performance she did at Gathering of the Juggalos, and there was just, she had one of those big plastic blue garbage cans just thrown at her.
I convince Tio, you know, don't you know that I am great friends with Pat Robertson? That's right.
I believe she was seen pegging Nick Mullen.
Don't you know just because you found God that you can't enjoy my penis?
Belly Boo, much like Kanye was, hit us with this gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm aroused to your tequila. You must enjoy my penis, said the Lord.
The whore of Jezebel.
You know, Stavros made a joke. He said, how dope is the whore Jezebel the 4,000 years... She sucked a dick so good that 4,000 years later, we're still talking about it. Shout out to that nigga Stav.
All right, so I'm just going to randomly click on some of these short videos and just give you a taste of how batshit she is. I watched this one earlier. This is what she interpreted when she was reading a box of diapers for her kids. This is just product descriptions on a box of diapers.
This message is all for all the bad children. I am the Lord your God. I create darkness and I create light. I, the Lord, do all these things and I'm all good. For all you bad children, look, we're keeping the good stuff in, the bad Five. Stuff
out. Fat or handed.
Didn't you hear, Tio Tequila, that the Lord said that you should enjoy a white man's penis daily?
Maybe you know, she did say that. Rex, she's very short, so it's perspective.
But she used to be, like, slim, fit. Like, her hand, she's got a fucking... She got a limonade hand. Yeah.
There was a hip-hop remix of the Bible called, like, The Book. And I love that God is like, we all good.
Kanye West used to be our DJ. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Bruce was at the show.
Out, out, out. And it's going to be all good now. No bad fragrances. No drama. All good. Around the clock, we get you protection for no epic fails. For parents, see, you're the children, and I'm the parent. And right now, I'm throwing all the bad stuff out for all the bad kids. Hoof. All the bad kids getting a 10 p.m. curfew. Go home at 10 p.m., children. It's kind of sad and pathetic that grown adults have a 10 p.m. curfew. Don't you think? I guess you're not as grown as you thought you were.
Don't you know, Tio Tequila, I'm the second coming of Jesus. You must make love to Jesus tonight.
Hell yeah. You tell her. Go comment. She only gets like 20 views. She'll see that.
Dude, her channel is a thought graveyard. She is a fucking has-been.
No, in her recent videos, too, like, even from 8 months ago, like, her eyes, like, it looks like she's, like, either smoking more or... I don't know. She's cool. Just maybe she really has found God. That's the face of God. I don't know.
Who's the star of Eastbound and Down?
Oh shit!
I know what you're talking about. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
Boomer question.
Somebody has Google. This is who CO identifies with as like a spirit animal.
Did Razapan take him out already?
I'm sure he's around. We could coax him into showing up.
Is it?
Maybe he's playing Madden.
Dante Nero coverage is coming up. CEO, come back.
I think CEO's asleep.
Yeah, it's Danny McBride.
Danny McBride.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy.
Danny McBride has some kind of amazing contract with HBO because he now has 3 shows where he plays the same character. He played a baseball player as Danny McBride. He played a principal as Danny McBride. Now he plays a preacher as Danny McBride in The Righteous Gemstones. How do you feel about these shows where it's like every character is Homer Simpson and it's just this same bit, like fucking run into the ground with an amazing budget?
Well, that's the format, right? Every show is that.
It's all basically the same show. It's just like, all right, but what if he was a principal this time? But what if he was a preacher? But what if he was a carrot?
Do you feel any sort of like...
Danny McBride is the Rob Schneider of 2020. And I love it. I like the show. But can you do anything else in your wheelhouse? Just one note? Just
maybe, bit of end? Maybe play a different character besides you?
Perhaps.
Like use some, I don't know, some range for once.
You know, so, Kenny, if people wanted to understand the range of my character, they should join my Patreon. Because there they get to hear from the real Ian Ellis. So they understand how much of a character this show is.
Link in the description. Shout out to all my Patreons. Link in the description below. The Ian Ellis Podcast, the one-to-one, heart-to-heart Ian Ellis talking to you podcast, is Patreon only.
So, Ian, what would you do if you have a kid who's on like toddler age? If you walked into the house and your wife was reading a box of diapers or like a bottle of formula and was using all the information on it to interpret some sort of message from God, would you feel safe leaving your kid with your wife after that?
Let me tell you what my goofy ass wife did.
Oh, and boy.
I've talked about this on the ENL's Patreon.
Did she try to put your baby on a cross?
My kid is amazing. I sent a screenshot to CEO this week where I asked my wife, I was like, how's my little monkey doing? And she wrote back, like, we're playing rescue cars. And he said, daddy at work, daddy has to fry chicken. My kid knows I fried chicken. CEO, his heart was warmed. I wondered if he had warmed more to my kid after seeing that text.
I like just instilling it in the kid. Like, it's not his job. It's his duty. His father can't be. He has to make chicken.
His birthday is coming up, and he wants all kinds of Hot Wheels and construction cars and trash trucks. And I was like, daddy has to make the chickens to buy you presents. You like presents, right? Yeah. Yeah, I want to get you a lot of presents. I got to go make chicken.
Daddy has to work a lot to make presents.
This month, we got 2 Amber Alerts back-to-back. And
I got one, too.
One day, the next day. They were both on the south side. And usually, Amber Alert means, like, a husband has run away with a kid. Like, a dad is like, bitch, you out your motherfucking mind, and I'm not leaving my kid with you. And then the crazy-ass bitch calls the police on the dad because she's a fucking crazy-ass bitch. I don't take the woman's side in this argument. Anyway, I saw my wife get this alert, and my kid's sitting next to her, and I'm standing in the kitchen looking at him, and this dumb bitch fucking told the kid what the alert meant. He's about to be 3, and he was just like, missing kids? Missing, like, it was an existential dilemma. She's just like, yeah, sometimes kids get taken away.
Am I going to go missing?
Yeah. So my fucking dumb wife goes back to looking at her phone, and I'm looking at my son, and he's sitting there just going, missing kids? The next morning, he got up. He's watching cartoons. I come out, and he's sitting on the couch saying, missing kids. I was like, that alert just means
mulling,
all.
Mulling it over still. So up the next day, just rubbing his head, stressing, smoking a cigar. Missing he's, kids.
He's like, what? Like, I could get taken what? Away. Like,
wait. There's kids, and they're missing? No. Wait, no, who? No way.
Did what you say to wife?
Daddy?
Did I you say to wife? To what the hell? Did
why
you say,
did stop looking for him?
Did you say to wife? What the hell is wrong with you? You had to explain this to him.
I told this fucking trifling ass bitch. I said, can you wait till he's 5 to drop this shit on him? Like, just go ahead and tell him mommy and daddy die one day. Just go ahead and drop that on him. He doesn't know how to poop on his own. Just go ahead and tell him everybody he loves is going to die one day.
Well, Ian Ellis, let's see how one of God's people raises their kids.
By the way, now on, the Lord says that anyone who falsely accuses others of anything, for instance, like enemies falsely accuse me of arson, you will be charged with arson. You will be charged with the same crime in which you have a falsely accused.
That's it. I'm changing one of my channels to Pat Robinson Jr. I'm going to start trolling at her channel with messages.
That's not a bad idea, Kenny. Let's go. 14 more seconds. She's warning us.
Not returned void. Anything I declare and decree will come to pass. So from now on, anyone who purposely falsely accuses others of anything, they themselves will be charged for the same crime.
Uh-oh.
Her get head in. Is shaped like Moses. Like, you remember when they made Moses the dreidel in South Park?
Can you
she's
imagine,
giving off big true crime vibes.
Can you imagine if I'm calling out Royce to 5'9" and tomorrow my chicken job, they're like, you're not authentically frying chicken. Your chicken frying is a lie. You don't care about this chicken.
You chicken grifter.
Yeah, chicken grifter.
Can we? All right, I'm at 20% battery. Let's close out with some Dante Nero.
What time?
Dante Nero was on Joey Rose's podcast. What's his real name? Joey what?
I have no idea who that is.
Joe DeRosa.
Oh.
Joe DeRosa.
He works at a sandwich shop, according to CEO now.
Joe DeRosa. I don't know if I'm roboting out, but Joe DeRosa at one time was a young Bill Hicks. He was Mr. Atheist, Mr. Intellectual, edgy guy. He broke. He had two specials back to back. He wrote the book Cheaters with Bill Burr. He was set up to be the next motherfucker, the hardcore comic. And now he makes sandwiches and does a podcast.
With one of the girls from Guys We Fucked.
And he hangs out with Dante Nero.
So is there a timestamp you want me to go to, Ian?
You can pretty much jump anywhere. Their intro is like 30 seconds long. I only watched the beginning of their conversation. Apparently, Joe DeRosa calls Dante
just because
all the
we're
time
socially
for advice.
Distanced.
Excuse me, real quick.
I can't wait to start writing messages in their video. I'm Pat Robinson Jr. and bye. I need to have a private conversation with you and teach you about the Lord.
This is a gas digital show. So
in a hotel room.
Ian L is doing everything he can to burn that Luis J. Gomez bridge.
Because you're used to getting up on stage and you have to stand so firmly behind the material you're presenting. And if you're presenting anything ever that's questionable or whatever, you can't, you know, the audience, it's they're the rabid dogs. They can smell the fear, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And they can tell the untruth or the inauthenticity, you know?
Pause.
Exactly. So you got to really have a big.
Who's that person with the hair over here?
So I have a question. What happens if you're the guy that's like, well, they can smell your authenticity. Yeah, if you're that guy and there's people that have been for 3 or 4 years now calling you out about being inauthentic, what does that mean? What does that say about you? If you're constantly getting called out about being inauthentic and you think you have some type of obligation to be authentic.
Maybe
Dante is bragging about how authentic he is that audiences never sniff out that he's a fraud.
Yeah, I'm able to put up a good front.
I want you to notice he's finally in a new shirt. He was in a yellow t-shirt the last 3 podcasts we caught him on.
Yeah, my pimp hand is strong even though I'm beige. Yeah.
There's no video on screen, but I'm sure that he was wearing a different shirt, if you say so.
He still has a milk mustache.
The little scum stash.
Dick, go fuck yourself.
New profile pic is you, Rex.
Which
yeah, that's me. That's
a lot of our lives off stage and everything, it's hard to step back from it sometimes. But I'm glad that a lot of the time we figure out or at least we try to. I mean, you know, some people. Do you get this?
Beta.
Do you get this from Beta. The voices out there on the internet? I'm amazed because I find I have people telling me that I'm a bleeding heart cuck. Pussy liberal. People telling.
What is your read on Joe DeRosa, the guy that was promised to be the next Bill Hicks? Where do you feel like his politics line?
I want to say, first of all, that I've discovered Joe DeRosa on Opie and Anthony, and there is never a day when I thought he was going to be the next Bill Hicks. I don't know where you got that from. Joe DeRosa has always been a subpar, shitty alt comedian to me.
Yeah, oh, Joe DeRosa
with a lack of shoulders.
Oh, shit.
Joe DeRosa had a great group of friends that he could kind of coattail before. Now I think he's just kind of trying to...
If he's doing a political shift now, it's because he's realizing without Obie and Anthony and Bill Burr and Patrice and all these people putting him on their shit, he literally has to go political to go on.
I concur with Bell
thank
over
you,
here.
Thank you.
I'm
glad you could concur
fought,
with me. I'm glad
I never fought these Bill Hicks either.
Me. You can interrupt and concur with me at the same time.
If
awesome.
I can,
thank you, Kenny.
If I can kind of tie a bow on this, much like the Grammys, Comedy Central has a political meta agenda. And at one time, Joe DeRosa was seen as the edgy 90s Bill Hicks guy.
Who told you that?
When?
Joe Rosa told me that. Bill Burr told Bill me Hicks. That.
Alex Jones told him.
Bill Burr told me that. Anthony Cumia told me that. He went to L.A. He got skinny jeans, but he couldn't maintain the momentum. He couldn't make it as the liberal guy, so he had to go back to New York. And now he's trying to maintain a career with Corinne Fisher. He's trying to fucking worm his way into a little bit of relevancy. And he's talking to Dante, yeah.
About the haters.
Me, that I'm a fucking asshole, pig, Republican, conservative.
I don't really get that. I don't know if they call me a cuck, but I think they call me a bleeding heart liberal a lot of times. And I think,
how great would it be if Dante was like, yeah, they call me a buffalo. They call me a juicy booty and a jaw quacker.
A lot of people,
grave robber.
They call me a buffalo. They call me a juicy booty.
A lot of people call you shit, Dante. What you just said does not come to mind of the list of allegations I've heard.
About they call me a pimp. Ass.
Uh-oh, you just got canceled, Ian.
No shit.
I was like, hey, how's my friends the Proud Boys? Because I know they use the cuck.
They call me Bleed Hop.
So,
cuck and a buffalo.
Tail sign.
Yeah.
So he's making a little nod that he started the Proud Boys, which I guess he's coming to accept it.
He's saying that all of his haters are bitter Proud Boys. He's like, yeah, I had the sense to say I don't want to be part of white supremacy as a black dude.
Yeah, if you think I'm a grave robber, it's probably because you're a Proud Boy.
Yeah. You probably went Pat Buchanan, and that made you think I stole from Patrice. No. Yeah.
In all fairness, I don't think I've ever been called an actual cuck.
That's just not true.
Synergistic word. Joe DeRosa, if I may have the honor, you, sir, are a fucking cuck. You fucking cuck conservative.
Hell yeah.
Fucking grifter ass bitch.
Uh-oh. Hope he doesn't have his
Google. You inauthentic. You're a fucking $3 bill, nigga. You ain't shit. I done seen through you. You were the great white hope, and you fucking failed. Didn't make the shot. Trying to
hopefully
come back up.
Joe DeRosa doesn't have his Google alerts on, like Adam Friedland or
riding off of a fucking tampon's fucking coattails.
Ian's
you're riding off the coattails
whole
of a tampon, nigga. That's how fucking gay you are, Joe DeRosa. You
if
ain't shit, you fucking bitch.
If he has his alerts on, he could be like, who's this hack comedian ripping on me?
Ian, you're going to make the entire world of comedy hate Chicago more than
I like tiny-ass Nick Mullen more than I like you. Said, is there a rivalry between Chicago and New York? And they're like, it's all one way. It's just Ian and Red Bar shooting shots at New York. Nigga, we pulled your skirt up. What? Y'all ain't doing shit up there, and we figured it out. So don't you sit there and act like you're the fucking New Yorker. What are you, fucking Pete Holmes? Yeah, we caught you tripping. Say something.
Hold the phone. Red Bar's from Chicago also?
Yes, and I'm actually from Colorado.
Wow.
It's floating around.
Pussy, you scared. I can hear your heartbeat.
They usually became
so Red Bar, when he's chasing down RDA people, he'll go after you first, I'm sure, soon.
I don't know where Cosmic gets off being in the chat when he can't be on air. I'm at 10% battery. Cosmic, you're supposed to represent for me. You're supposed to be Ian Ellis, like the batter that's waiting. Like I'm about to go hit the ball, but then I got to get off the fucking field. It's your turn up at bat, homie. Where you at? Where you at, Cosmic?
Maybe he's tripping on too much.
We're out here making enemies with rappers and comedians trying to tell New York and Detroit to suck our motherfucking dicks. Where you at, homie?
I'm planning to totally troll Tito Tequila.
Come tell the truth about motherfuckers getting shot. Boozy Badass got diabetes and caught a fucking bullet in the foot. Texas ain't playing around, homie. Come represent for the smoke.
But Ian Ellis, didn't you tell Rex earlier he shouldn't have tried to pawn it, his obligations off to Cosmic because he's off on a spiritual journey? Now you want him to come on the podcast? Isn't that kind of a counterproductive?
Rex is what you call a minion.
Oh my God! What? So dismissive.
How dare you? In my Sea Org, like Cosmic is just above him. Like he gets to order Rex around. He gets to be like, Rex, shut the fuck up.
So I'm the mascot. Rex is a minion, and everybody else is like on air staff.
You know what? For that, I'm joining Cumptown.
You're giving them $5 a month, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I can't deal with this.
Fuck the ENL's Patreon, and I'm joining Cumptown.
By the way, subscribe to Rex. It'll be number 4,000 in your fucking results, your search results.
Ken TV, RDA Zoss LLC. That's right.
Don't do that. It's
yes, do that immediately. Don't listen to Ian. He's full shit. Follow me. That's right.
Maybe it is kind of like getting like a funny gif to like start your day. Like you show up at your shitty job and you get a little Kenny video, like kind of like you sign up. Just go ahead and just check out a Kenny video. Start your day. And then go do the bullshit you got to do. But remember, like, Kenny exists. Like, he's a real person. You could just look at him and be like, you know what? At least my life isn't that.
My mom even watches my videos sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So, guys, I think it's about... I think we got the point. We happen to go right to the perfect spot of that Dante interview.
So, no, we're not going to get into any veggie...
I really want to, but I'm going to start getting multiple phone calls if I don't go leave and handle other obligations soon. But we're definitely doing that this week now that I can stream. I'm going to try to find a time. Cool, I'm on a time when most of you guys can come on. We can all do that.
Ooh, we'll have a Wayne stream in the middle of the week.
Yeah, sure, Kenny.
Guys, big things are coming. Cool. If you like With Apologies, join the Arana Nation Discord. That's where we're hanging out right now. Amazing things are coming late January, early February. Join the ENLS Patreon. Continue to support Ross Dog. He had a great video about...
Remember, that's Friday before Don A. at 9, the political comedy show with Rex. That's right.
That's right. Helen DeKeller, The Rex Show, Pop Vulture, Griggy Man, anybody I'm leaving out, Joker. Shout them all out. Brutally Lauren.
Royce the 5'9", I'm coming for your motherfucking neck.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to scream like Ian for a second.
Royce the 5'9", I'm coming for your motherfucking neck.
Yeah.
All right, we can't end if Cosmic's here.
Ian yelling.
End now.
All right, let's keep going then.
Yeah, that's right.
We have one more clip we can watch, Bellin. You got something.
Give me a second here. Let's
What's up, short legs?
Something. What's going on? Tila Tequila had like a Desiree hand, like whatever Desiree like beeps into the
dude,
camera.
You guys are going for the wrong aspects of
it. But I'm gonna follow my troll account, and I'm Pat Robinson Jr.
Bella,
you must follow me to follow the Lord.
Bella, can you full screen my avatar, please?
Oh, I can do that.
Is that Tila Tequila?
Look up. Alex Jones, Google CEO.
Jesus, she looks. She
there
looks like
be a short clip.
She looks like melted Gutta. Remember that girl, Gutta? Oh yeah.
Is that Greta Thornberry?
Yeah.
Alex Jones versus who?
Should be getting deep dicks right now.
Alex, look at her Pat Sajak hairline.
Alex,
awful. She
Alex
looks like
Jones.
Fucking Mrs. Swan.
Alex Jones, Google CEO. Imagine if Greta Thornberry was like, imagine all the great dick I won't get. All the great men I won't get to jerk off because you've ruined the fucking environment. Have an amazing pussy. It's here to come.
Is this a new clip, Ian? When did this clip come out?
I saw it on Twitter, so it's in the last week.
All right.
In the last, like, 2 days.
Well, it doesn't seem to be popping up, but I'm going to keep looking for it.
Oh, Jesus.
He went crazy on Alex Jones. He went crazy on the Google CEO 2 years ago, and that's what I keep getting.
I'm not only am I going to follow her YouTube channel, I'm going to be trolling her on Instagram and all that. And I'll be, don't you know I'm Pat Robinson Jr.?
The screen view so I can tell you if it's what I'm looking at.
Nah, these are from 2 years ago, homie. Look it up on the old Google.
He walked up on a guy, pulled his mask off of him, called him a child fucker and a pedo supporter. Susan Wojcicki, she be protecting pedos like a motherfucker.
Are you sure you saw this, Ian?
It'll be in the grab bag next week.
Oh, yeah.
If we can't find it. Alex Jones, Google CEO.
What's up, Anita Backrub?
What up, Anita Backrub? She's part of the Patreon. Shout outs. Nick Lowe.
Is this it? I found candy. It.
Kenny.
I found it, guys.
All right.
This is it.
No audio, Bellin. I need to hear Alex.
Okay, let's watch God. Alex Jones pull the mask off this InfoWars employee.
No. You think it's InfoWars employee?
He's done it before.
Break down this beta cuck that we're looking at, much like Judy's boyfriend in the Righteous Gemstones.
It's coming right back up, guys.
Give it a moment. It takes a second sometimes.
Do you guys like 6ix9ine? An interesting thing, Amazon Prime right now has documentaries about Tekashi 6ix9ine and Greta Thornberry. And they have almost the same cover and show up next to each other.
That's not the question he asked, Ian, but that was a funny anecdote.
Well, you've never seen Greta Thunberg and 6ix9ine in the same place at once. I'm just saying.
With the same face.
That's true.
Meme mug.
Tell us it's funny.
Pause.
Apple runs Death Camps in China.
She didn't even need to hear anything. Pause.
Imagine Greta Thornberry on a stoop in Brooklyn with a bunch of bloods.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even understand the environment and the fucking ice caps are melting.
You ride a bike or I'll hit you with the blicky.
And don't blame it on China, they can't help it.
You know, I might just be a small town man from Scranton, Ohio. But I feel like whatever China wants to do is the right thing to do because I'm in bed with them because my son smokes crack and needs money.
You able to talk?
Politics.
Can you tell us how it's funny that Apple runs death camps in China?
What?
Because you're a trendy liberal, right? And like, we're the bad guys.
Chris Chaplin knows the way.
Adler locks everything down.
Look at the fucking wide-eyed acting. This guy is a plant from InfoWars. Alex Jones has done this before. That's my prediction with this.
Well, is it a Google? I mean, we should be able to look up if it's the Google CEO. Like, that's, can't fake that, I don't think.
Should be accessible.
Are two channels on YouTube that regularly cover China. China Uncensored with Chris Chappell, who Louis J. Gomez should work with. And then the China Epoch. China Epoch is not as good as Chris Chappell.
A little nerdier.
Kurt Metzger watches the China Epoch, and he loves to talk about the Uyghurs, the Muslims of China, where, like, the will to power, the government, is atheistic. So if you're a Muslim, that's a threat to the will to power. So they put them into literal death camps where they harvest their organs and fucking use them as slave labor.
Yeah.
Alex Jones is bringing up that Google is trying to get into China because that's a motherfucking cash cow. And so is Apple. That's where they got the suicide fucking nets around the office. What does Alex Jones have to say to the CEO of Google?
Nah, I can't spoil you at Pizzagate. Sorry.
Millionaire Grove.
You work for tech? You're part of the Kennedys? So you are. So tell us, what do you do?
I work for Google.
Work for Google?
I'm the CEO.
Pause.
Why would a CEO be just out walking around?
Yeah, he should be playing Madden.
Well, I want to point out the CEO is like all of 23. His eyes are as open as they could be. These are wide eyes. This looks like the look emoji.
I swear to God, I saw you in that temp revival.
And fucking Alex Jones has run up on him, and he's like, so you support death camps? That's what you're doing? That's what you about, Google?
You a CEO, right? You cool with this? You cool with slave labor, organ harvesting? That's what you about, son?
I would see this basket ripped off.
What you are is coward. No, you are the coward. So are you against bigger death camps in China?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Your company supports
you.
Can't pause.
I swear to God, you're one of the lizard people.
That sounds like the answer from a CEO that's been to college and gotten PR training. Yes, we do run death camps.
That's the first place they'd run to is Alex Jones' fucking IRL stream.
He's had no corporate training, and he's just like trying to tell the truth. He's scared to death, and he's like, yeah, I guess we do that.
On behalf of Google and all their lawyers.
Nice profile pic, Cass.
You get Google?
Oh, shit, Kenny.
We'll pause real quick. Wait, just one more thing. They're outside of an L.A. cafe, as far as I can tell. It looks like a place I've definitely been before. And he's just out there fucking getting drinks, being a part of the techocracy. Fucking they'll shut down a little bar, but Hollywood can open up a tent next door.
Rux, have you not seen this
yet? Whatever he wants with his goddamn money.
Yes, I like your haircut, Kenny.
Thank you.
That's what you are. You're weak. I bet you love the censorship, don't you?
You can run away all you want.
It's fucking funny.
You can lie.
His look.
Jesus, Alex is so mad.
This is fucking funny. Look at his face. Can I please? Can I get the? There it is.
He looks like Vader without the mask.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, totally does, man.
Dude, I just. What is this? What they're actually
not Darth
pointing.
Vader, the wrestler.
This looks like such acting with the pointing and the guy that comes up. You know what you are? You're a bastard. Oh, you told him. He's a bastard. He's never going to sleep at night.
There is no ad hominem. He's weak.
Yes,
he's
laughing at us. You're laughing at us when the mayor exempts himself from the rules and the business is going bankrupt. He's a fucking joke. We're under attack. We're under siege. This ain't a fucking game.
It seems like somebody wants us to answer a question. These guys haven't 69 women, only men. They have woes busted into their...
Good Kenny, point. You know, Kenny, nobody knows what you're talking about.
I'll ask you about that in a second, Kenny. But so what is the chances of a Google CEO, right? After getting yelled at in public like that, what is the chances of him walking 7 feet away, pulling out his phone, and then filming Alex Jones, who's already being filmed by 20 cameras? And what are the chances that Alex Jones would just let the CEO of Google walk away 7 feet and be like, oh, he got away. I'm going to go this way now.
That leads me to question if Alex Jones is controlled opposition. You know, always co-signing Joe Rogan, doing these fucking, because he's done these plants before. He did one with some wrestling guy. This fucking guy who was like a wrestling manager from some fucking backwoods wrestling league or whatever, got him to fucking throw a drink on him in Seattle and acted like it was a real leftist. And then, you know, 4chan found out it was some plant. He's done this a lot. So it just, I wonder what Alex Jones's motives are.
And why? I guess he's just trying to, because, well, he really did get spit on by Jimmy Dore, which was just disappointing to me because I like Jimmy Dore. Yeah, he really did. And then he really did call out Marco Rubio in Congress for like being at bathhouse. Like, he really did do that shit. That really was Marco Rubio.
Yeah, no, I hear that, but I mean, when you do something that's so obviously fake, why would you fuck up your authenticity? Like,
question. You know, once Opie and Anthony had Donald Rumsfeld on, and Louis C.K. asked him, "Are you a lizard?"
Yeah.
Has Alex Jones ever done anything as gangster as ask somebody who's actually in a position of power if they're a lizard?
What about saying that the Sandy Hook thing was a conspiracy?
Yeah, that was pretty based.
And Belen, I like what's in your recommended, Belen, your next up video. Coochie World is in there.
Yeah, you see, I've been on a hype lately. So yeah. is that our is that our clips? Do we got anything else, guys?
That's our clips. That we can get out of here. Sent me
that fucking what was that clip you sent me? It was hold on.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, it was Dave Chappelle, but there was also the other one. It was that guy that does the news in like an old-timey voice, and it's black and white.
Oh, that was about the Ralph Report, who's the only guy that still supports Mersh. And he has a child bride, a 16-year-old who's pregnant with his child. And apparently some skank is trying to have a three-way with them. This chick, she's pretty hot. And she's so low on the totem. She wants to fuck the disgusting Ralph Report and his pregnant wife. I found it interesting because they debunked the fucking monolith. Cosmic, you heard about the monolith in Utah and California?
Yeah.
Some troll won't shut up.
It turns out it's just made out of metal, and some fucking youth group on TikTok tore it down in the name of Christ. I don't have a time code. We can close it up. Lane's got like shit he's got to do. He's got to get out of here.
Guys, we're going to do with apologies on this channel from now on. Should be cool. The awesome. Video replay will probably be unlisted for a while, but I'm going to figure out how all that works later.
Shout out to Cosmic Cam's channel. Shout out to Rex's channel. Kenny TV is in the building. Shout out to Ross Dog. Shout out to Joker, Pop Vulture, Griggy Man.
I'm Kenny.
All the people that make it happen.
TV, RDA, Zots LLC. That's my channel.
Shout Ian Ellis, Podbean. I can't ever remember what it is.
Join my fucking Patreon. Audio only version is available as a podcast on the Ian Ellis podcast. Search Ian Ellis on iTunes.
I'm going to check that out this week. Yeah, that's right.
You can listen to it at work. You don't have to
free Michael Arana.
YouTube open. Free Michael Arana. Lupe and Royce, we're coming for your motherfucking ass. Nick Mullen, you better watch yourself.
Usually people have like a video or music to end these streams, but I didn't look anything up, so I'm just going to end it.